You're tuned in to Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're tuned in for Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of the game will start soon. You're tuned in for Bowie Bay Sox Ball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. your Bowie Bay Sox baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Tuned in for Bowie Bay Sox. Our coverage of today's game soon.
Welcome to Bowie Sox Baseball. It's now for the DCA Imagems pregame show.
We're go from Prince George's Stadium. DCA Imaging Systems pregame show getting set for the third in this 6-3 between Bowie and the Ann Arbor Ducks. Glad you're with us, Matt Sabatis and Adam Poling side from Bowie as the Bay Sox are coming off of another extraordinary performance. Last night's winner. While Tuesday was on the fence, last night was more on the pitch. A 5-0 shutout, the first of the score of the Bay Sox behind Garrett Stallen, tossing 5 strong innings. He gave up only 1 hit, and it was in the first 2 outs. He struck out 5, up 2, and then Ryan Watson came in, right back up where he had left off. A stellar outing from Watson, his double-A career. He has fired every batter he's faced, first 8 innings. There's nothing more you can guy, and he's looked so clean. As we welcome Adam Poland to the broadcast, Adam, it's been such a quick little for the Bay Sox after that first opening weekend series against Richmond. Like they've got all the pieces together this early on in the season.
You know, it's a great point, and that is usually a big-time test. What I mean by that are that they're always one of the best teams in the Eastern League. So this has been a great for Bowie. You look back at the Binghamton series, the Bay Sox, over their last 6 games, of course, they had a 5-run lead midway through. So they are put us in a position to win in a night out.
Akron's game, a 5-2 game losing skid for the Rubbers. The Bay Sox are 6-4 on the year, a 2-game winning streak for Bowie. They're 3-2 here at Prince George's Stadium. Touching matchup features Drew Rahm. He'll go with Logan Allen. And then last year, Logan Allen is not the same Logan Allen that is currently pitching for the actual big league Guardians. Didn't notice until the I think the third pitch he had thrown, that was a different pitcher last season. Whatever the case.
It is not a major league rehab tonight.
Oh, whatever the case. Drew Rom getting the start for Bowie season. A 1-1 record, a 3.38 ERA, but he comes off of a spectacular performance against the Rumble Ponies. Five shutout frames. His only hiccup came in an inning where he allowed a pair of base blocks that loaded the bases with only one out. But those were the only base runners. The other four innings went by perfectly for him. He's got that movement, that healthy pitches that he likes to throw, and he goes out there with good understanding, and it should set up for a good for him. On the other hand, Logan Allen, he's been pitching pretty darn well this season for his own credit. A 1-1 record in his starts, a 2.89 ERA, but 17 strikeouts to 4 walks allowed, and he dismantling last time he took them out. 5-1 run with 8 strike and 2 walks given up. It should be a fun one, and after what we saw today in a 2-hour, 20-minute affair, we might see another pitcher's duel, Adam, as we get
started. Yeah, you know, we don't talk about wins and losses for pitchers as much of late, but since the beginning of the 21 season, Rom has a record of 12-2, and Logan Allen on the hill is 10-1. So these guys have had great success in going out, even though they're not going deep games, right? Five innings in their starts, have pitched extremely well, done so consistently.
Whatever the pitching matchup is, though, if Bowie wants to win, they need to get some offense going, and they've gotten to that over the last 2 days. Speaking of, when we step aside and come back, joined by hitting coach Brandon Becker, guest on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. A lot of great insight on Hudson and how he's been just knocking off the ball, leading the Eastern League in every statistical category from average to OPS and everything in between, as well as just the entire offense at whole and what it was like to knock the start of the game after just 2 outs nights ago. A very fun conversation with Brandon Becker comes your way next. You're listening to the DA Imaging Systems pregame show. This is Bay Sox Baseball.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's or Invisalign aligners, anyone gets the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With two of the country's orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, you just see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Get radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radl.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Well, it may on Sunday, May 29th, but ready for the Bay Sox first Cat Day at Prince George's Stadium. Everyone's heard of Bark in the Park, but now bring your kitty out for a relaxing afternoon of ball. And if you get here, you can pick up a free Bay Sox Saturday t-shirt, courtesy of the Bowie. You can get your tickets now, Catterday, at 301-464-4864 at baysox.com.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to the aches, and pulled muscles to IV, care is around the corner, patient first. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every year. X-rays, lab tests, and drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine and injuries, patient first here for you. Patient first, the name fits.
Patient first, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open at 10 p.m. every day.
In on the DCA Imaging pregame show, we're joined now by Hitch Brandon Becker. And first to say is, you go to such great lengths studying up on opposing pitchers guys should be focusing on when they get to the plate. How much does that knock a guy out after just 2 outs in the first?
Doesn't change much. Obviously, you have your reports, you have your that leads up to the game, and you do your best you can to knock out the starter. Once you do that, you move on to the next task because you get arms in the bullpen. So it's on moving next task for that 9-inning game. It's just insurance runs for our bullpen guys and starters.
Was that the most insurance you put on in a game in your coaching or play?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've had a few playing dip. I think 26 runs once in Greensboro, but it's fun to see that I'm capable of doing that in any inning. Definitely fun to watch, and hopefully there's a lot more of us. So.
And how about the ability for the manager, Kyle, to mix and match a little bit with some of the key players in the lineup? You've got Hudson lifted up batting third coming into the day. There's always just a lot of good pop from the guys that you co-table.
Yeah, I mean, our line through nine, all our position guys have the ability to hit with authority in the box. They have great prep. They have great approach and plans when they get in the box. So it doesn't where they hit in the order. We just know that it's going to be a competitive battle 1-9. Then it's whether they're batting 3 or 9, the opposing pitcher's in for a treat, because definitely have some good hitters in our lineup.
Now, one thing I want to ask as we're continuing with hitting coach Brandon Becker, we're walking back from batting practice at the moment. The teams that I've worked with or seen in the past, they've taken an in-depth analytical approach to just batting practice alone. They'll set the three
different machines and get all of that. What are your kind of thoughts on that? Do you subscribe to that kind of mentality? Let guys kind of get out the loose in the cage more than anything.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of behind the scenes stuff that not a lot of people see on field. That is the analytic approach as far as shapes of the pitches that we're going to see that night. Field, we kind of leave it to an honest approach, asking the guys what they want. We're able to throw a mixed pitch. We're able to throw a fastball. We kind of leave it up to the guys, nudge them if we need to. But we guys some reins as far as what to see on the field so they can see the ball straight out of the park. So I will do that. And we'll bring the mean out if we need to, but we give players what they need and we kind of meet in the if we need to suggest a few things. It's fun.
How much adjustments do you think you guys might make when it comes to weighing in pregame or preseries and then what you might pick, especially on a starter after that first through the lineup?
Yep, there's definitely a lot of in-game adjustments you need to make as far as tennis, just because this is like the first couple series. So guys might not be throwing as much. So we need to make that in-game guys that might throw the fastball a little bit more, more usage than their secondary pitch. We're seeing it in the game that they're attacking a little more secondary pitches. So our guys aware as far as the in-game adjustments they need to make. And I think they do it pretty efficiently as far as understanding one, what type of pitch is going to, what does it do? And three, is it frequent if they set our sights and understand what kind of pitches we need to look for? So they do a great job adjusting on the fly if need be.
You maybe share a little bit from the 20-run game that something your guys may have picked up to approach and attack, because obviously the Continents have put on two different 8-run innings. Obviously the position players, there's probably not too much thing on them, but you get what I'm saying.
No, I mean, Gaddis was a good pitch. They have good arms on Akron, so they really just... each end of certain plans or that they need to set, and they just did a good job shooting as far as a plan against the position. A lot of them just wanted to look small and keep it up and honestly just try on it, because it's a lot harder to hit off as they think. So they'd rather be 5 than 65, but just approach based, plan based. They're just doing a good job understanding this opposing pitcher's trying to do to them, kind of like play chess, and again, as far as picking their spots and executing.
Again, catching up with hitting coach Brandon Becker, now onto starter. You've got Logan Allen, who's a pretty strikeout arm, 17 punch-outs, but got double-A experience, so you guys have an opportunity to get a good scouting report coming in. What are some of your expectations today's game?
Just going to have to control the zone well. He has a 5-pitch mix that's able to count, not afraid of secondary pitches early on. So they're going to have to really plan and set our sights accordingly and really just trust that our swing engines are going to win the game tonight, because we know we have a lot of pop in the lineup. So if we control and stay with our plan, good things should happen.
And then one last touch on the offensive things for Bowie. Hudson Haskin is obviously the story of the season so far. And he's very soft-spoken about the ways maybe gone after adjustments or approached his attack at the plate. Is there anything specific you've seen from him, or just gone in and been a fighter in the box every time he's stepped up?
I mean, he's made minor adjustments from here, but I just think his mentality in the box is just awesome. Like he's willing to work, to make adjustments. He's willing to, and he just has a positive mindset, and he's going out there having and really just taking his plan that he in the dugout goes on deck and honestly executes it in the box, and it's working out for him, and I'm very happy for him. His success is continuously throughout these stretches. So
actually speaks volumes for the work that you put out as the coach too. So good job, Eric. Got to make sure we give the correct due. Again, hitting coach Brandon Becker, so much for the time. Good luck today, and we'll talk to you again soon. We'll step aside here. CA Imaging Systems pregame show. When we walk through the lineup in depth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Baseball is a game of special. Base stealers, closers, clean hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedists, nurse case managers, a physicist, and more. All to get your employee work, contain costs, and keep prices down. That's teamwork. To learn, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIW.com.
PestNow is proud to partner with the Bowie Bays and provide their pest control services. Your residential and commercial pest control, PestNow. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and other pest control services, call Pest. You can reach us at 301-231-8300. That's online at www.pestnow.com.
Hey kids, Sox Futures Club is the best way to fan of the Bay Sox, and it's complete for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount tickets, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George this season and next. The Bay Sox, sign up now at BaySox.com.
welcome you back here to Prince George's Stadium. Ready for the Bay Sox here at Akron Rubber Ducks as looks to make it three in a row in series and win six of their last seven. Let's take a look around what's going on in the Double A or the here today with baseball today. Two doubleheaders here taking place here around the circuit today that are ongoing currently. So in that, we and Richmond got going early, and in game one of their doubleheader, it was Erie outlasting by a 3-2-5 score. So Erie's had a really good start to that series in Pennsylvania. Play a 7-inning game here upcoming. Bottom 6-inning game, one of a doubleheader. The 3-7 Altoona Curve have a 4-2 lead over the 7-3 New Hampshire Fats. Game two will be upcoming. They're already underway in here today. Portland has a 1-0 lead. Binghamton, though, is threatening. Runners at second and third. One down in the top of the three. Harrisburg, whose late start to the year, the Nationals affiliate, is 7-4. They are in Reading tonight, the Phillies affiliate. Somerset is in Hartford. Boy, the Yankees affiliate has been outstanding over the last four or five years in this Eastern League. Four in Trenton, now in Somerset, their second year. It's the Somerset Patriots. They finish as a game and back at Bowie for a spot in the championship series a year ago. And they're off to a four start this year. They are out against 5-6. Hartford is the team that has the longest playoff out in this Eastern League. So that's a look at what is here tonight around the evening. The Orioles Gators just went final as the Orioles dropped 3-4 to the Oakland Aikman, winning 6-4. Final score in the series. Fernando Hyde was thrown out of the game. His manager arguing a call space about midway the contest. Teams around the Orioles organization here in the minor leagues, Kev, from last night. Aberdeen was a winner on the Greensboro. Norfolk, a nothing shot, went over Durham, and Delmarva was blown out 16-3 at home by each. The Bay Sox have taken the final break, and we're back with starting lineups in tonight's first spin coming up right after this on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
Dealer's Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see the best gift at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up 10% on your selected seat from day one. Enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flex exchange options, discounts on suite access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a members collectible at your first game of the year. Get your pack now by 301-464-865. We're heading online to Sox.com.
DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a team of office technology professionals to be your trusted advisors. From creation, output devices, scanning, and work to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printer. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-10, or find out more about how we do. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems is technology made easy.
Sky Blaze by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top lines fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We'll get the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter displays include traditionals, true pyro musicals, custom craft plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't give ZY a try. Find out more at 570-321-361 online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. The Bay Sox are the Double A affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. Coverage of the 2022 Bay Sox season is brought to you by Chesapeake Employers and DCA Imaging Systems. On the Green, Patient First, Royal Farms, Smiles, and ZI Pyrotechnics. And now, live from the ballpark, it's time for Bowie Baseball.
All right, well, we welcome to Prince George's Stadium. Let's look at the starting lineups. as Drew Routes ready, the Bay Sox left-handed starter, 1-1 with a 3.38 in two player starts this year. Here's the lineup he'll fit with by Akron's manager in Rugler. They'll lead it off with center fielder Jim Escobedo. He's followed shortstop Jose Tena and baseman Brian Rocchio. Cleanup hitters right fielder George Lara. Catcher Bo Naylor hits Micah Preece. The DH hits sixth. It's Marcos Gonzalez, first base batting seventh. Engelman in left field hits eighth. And Victor Nova at third will bat ninth. For the Bay Sox line, their manager Kyle Moore. They'll lead it off with second baseman Adam Hall. Fonderson at third and Hudson Haskin in center. J.D. Mundy at cleanup hitter. Joey Ortiz is at short hitting fifth. Codis, the catcher, bat sixth. It's Dennis D.H. in the number seven spot. Zach Watson is in right field hitting. And Shane Fonta, the left fielder, will bat ninth. The minor league Logan, as again, not the big league rehabber, has had an outstanding start to the year. 1-1 with a 2.89 ERA, 17 strikeouts in an N1 third innings. So Ron has finished his warm-up, and we get ready to open this thing with a call of the first, Heat Matt Sabatis.
Well, that lefty hitter for Akron might finally hurt him just a little bit, as Drew Rahm had a base hit to a left-hander yet this season. It starts with Julian Escobedo, host, and then Brian Rocchio, the switch bat, as a right-hander. Akron, the lead of the Cleveland Guardians, managed by Rowan Dew, and Junior as the assistants. Lefty on lefty to get a steer as Rahm winds and deals. It's a fastball, misses just a bit down for ball one, and we're underway at 6:36 p.m. 65-degree, cloudy, maybe a bit chilly day here at Prince George's Stadium in Bowie. Next offering, change up, called a strike, middle-middle. Count goes even at 1-1. Again, briefly for Akron, Escobedo, Tate, Rocchio, Valera, Naylor, Preece, Dallas, Engelman, Nova, all Rahm on the mound. 1-1. Down and away, a breaking ball. Count goes in a strike. Escobedo batting eighth yesterday, ninth and one, but he shifted into the leadoff spot today. The 2-1 pitch, just a piece, pushed foul back to the screen, and the count goes even at two. As Escobedo is only batting 156 this season and a 595 OPS, does actually hit pretty well when you look from him leading off an inning. 2-for-9 with two walks, a 1031 OPS. Here's two pitch from Rahm. It's down a breaking ball, count runs full. We didn't see too many full counts in today's game. It was a very crisp one, a 5 buoy. Held Akron to just one. They faced three over the mid-mind between the two pitchers, Garrett Stone and Ryan Watson. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He got it. Breaking ball on the inside half from Drew Rahm. Picks up the strikeout of Escobedo to get started this evening. Let's tell you about the defensive alignment for Bowie while we've got the ride in the outfield. Shane Fontana, Hudson, then Zach Watson. Gunnar Anderson at third base. Joey Ortiz at stop. Adam Hall is at second. Eddie Mundy at first. And Cody Roberts does behind the plate for Drew Rahm on the mound. In steps Levesque Tena. First pitch home from Rahm. He's a breaking ball, misses low. Count starts at 1-0. Back-to-back first pitch ball for Rahm to start the evening. Drew is a 6'2", 170-pound, 23-year-old left-hander. I'm going to update that pound number because he had a lot of muscle in spring training. There's a swing and a miss. High foul count goes even at 1. It's somewhere between 27 to 30 pounds since the start of spring training went in to the start of the next pitch. Late swing, just east, call it for strike two. And the count to a ball and two strikes now here on 10. Bases empty, one away in the top of the first scoreless game. Third appearance season for Rahm. He's gone 1-1 with a 3.38 ERA for Bowie. He leads the team with 13 strikeouts. Here's the 1-2. Fifth foul, third base side and out of play. Holds. Rahm's first start that's really contributed mostly to his ERA. His last start against Binghamton. Five scoreless innings, two hits, one walk, eight strikeouts. Here's another 1-2 pitch to Tena. Misses. Count goes even at two ball strikes. 243 average. He's in for Tena. He's only 2-for-17, 1-for-8 overall in this series. 43 OPS, two runs driven in. 2 pitch. Misses a bit away. A fastball runs the full. Back to back full counts to start him. That's what you want to avoid if you're going deep into this game. He's not allowed a full count base hit yet. The 3-2 pitch. Popped up, shallow left. This one carrying a bit toward the corner now. Shane Fontana closing up, reaching up against the bulk. He brings it down. That was a risky play for Fontana, rushing up against that wall, but held on. So a pop out. You could call it a flip to left field in foul territory. And there's two away here in the top inning. But again, it is a bit of a lengthy start already for Rahm. Full counts for each of the first two batters. Team pitches overall thrown. Here's George Valera. Rather, Brian Oroki. First pitch misses a down. I was looking one batter ahead. start us out at 1-0. So now each three batters, Rahm has started high in the count. Here's the next pitch. Curveball misses high away. First time we've seen that curve. Count goes to 2-0. He's got such a deep repertoire that it's understandable that sometimes you see a pitch for a while, sometimes even a whole inning. He goes to Rocchio. Switch watches a fastball come in low, and the count goes to 10-0. Rocchio on for 8 this series, a 242 average, 727 OPM, 6 runs driven in. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Fastball, middle down, and goes to 3-1. Rahm was nearly flawless against Binghamton, only runners in the second inning. Everything else was... Here's the 3-1. Rocchio grounds it side and through for a base hit. Gunnar Henderson was playing close to the... And that one, a well-struck ball of the bat, leads Rocchio his first hit of the day. Back-to-back games now. His hit of the series. Now George Valera digs in. Back to another lefty. Again, there's 6 true left-handers in this lineup. Pitcher to Rocchio, who will bat righty today. First pitch to Valera misses a wing ball. Count starts out at 1-0. 4 batters. A first pitch ball from Drew Rocchio. Valera only 3-for-13 on the road this season, 9 average, but a 10.30 OPS thanks to 2 of Akron's 4 home. Here's the 1-0, swing and a miss. Sing a bit ahead on the breaking ball, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Bay Sox into today, a 6-4 half game back of first place behind Herrig. Akron, a 5-6 record, 2-game losing streak at the moment. Here's the 1-1, misses down and away. The count goes to 2 balls and a strike. Couple of doubleheaders across the league today as well. That snow flurry that pushed through western Pennsylvania caused a lot of trouble. 2-1. Called a strike on the outside. Count goes to 2-2. As one doesn't take too much time off before coming to that third base side of the rubber. Glove at the waist looking for his second strike. Fires another 2-2. Swing and a bouncer right to Adam Hall. He doesn't even move. Picks it up at the chops and sidearms it to first for the out of 3. Inning over, after out single is left stranded. Bottom of the first here at Prince George's State, it's Akron nothing. Bowie coming. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Bites to burns, fever to flu, and bruises to brokes. Care is around the corner, patient first. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and motor insurance plans are accepted. 14 illnesses and injuries, first is here for you. Patient first. The name fits.
Patient first. Proud partner of the Bowie Bay. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
It's not baseball season without fireworks. It always count on the biggest and best at Prince George's Stadium. There's a way to cap off a fun evening at the ballpark. Spectacular fireworks show. And the Bay Sox have got you covered with 16 different shows to choose from. So get your tickets now at baysox.com. The next fireworks show at Prince Stadium is Saturday, April 23rd, when the Akron Rubber Ducks come to town. Hope to see you there.
Hey, coffee lovers. Know where you'll find the world's freshest cup of coffee? Right at Royal Farms. Because with a brewing system, it takes less minute to go from selecting the kind you want to this. Ah, the freshest, most flavorful cup of coffee you can buy is Royal Farms. So try one. It'll be love at first sip. Because it's the freshest coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
Bottom of the first inning here at Prince George's Stadium. A scoreless game as Bowie tries to make it 3 in a row. Logan Allen, round 4 of the Akron Rubber Ducks, and has he used. Let's introduce you to the starting lineup for the Bucks that he'll face, shall we? Adam Hall leads it off at second base, followed by Gerson at third, batting second. Upton center bats third, J.D. Mundy at fourth. Joey Ortiz at short, Cody Roberts, the catcher, bats sixth. Dylan Harris, the DH, bats seventh. Watson in right, bats eighth. And Shane is in left field, batting ninth. For the AA affiliate of the Sox of the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles pitch there, managed by Kyle Morris, is Becker and Josh Conway. Logan Allen winds and fires the first pitch on Adam Hall. It misses down and away in the cup at 1-0. Once again, brief for Bowie, you've got Hall, Henderson, Hass, Mundy, Ortiz, Roberts, Swatson, Fontana to face Allen Mound. Next pitch fouled off right side, and the count goes even at all and a strike. You've got a good mix of lefties and right, peppered across the entire lineup, too. Allen has only given up one base hit to left-handers this season. This next pitch, bound third, picked in the corner by Victor Novires, it a bit low to first time. 5-3 putout. Things get started here in the bottom of the first. Let's introduce you to the starting defensive alignment, Robert Ux, while we've got the moment. Front right in the outfield, you've got Engelman, Esco, and Valera. That's one heck trio in terms of names. Nova at third base, Dana at short, Pocchio at second, Marcos Gonzalez at first, and Bo Naylor catches behind the dish and on the mound. Logan, a 6-foot, 190-pound, 23-year-old left-hander from Deltona, Florida, fires the first runner, Henderson, and it's called a strike on the side half of the zone. Nothing and one to start. Picked by the Guardians in the second round of the 2020 draft. Next offering misses away, and the count evens at 1 on Henderson. He went to Florida International. At the moment, he's the number 8 suspect in the Cleveland organization, according to MLB Pipeline. 1-1 pitch. Down and away, they appeal. They say he's... And the count went 2. Our umpiring crew for Edwin Jimenez at first base, Jen Powell at third, and Tim Detweiler at the balls and strikes. Jimenez, the crew pitch. Henderson pops it up. High third base side. Foul ground. Losing that is Victor Nova, but he looks to have it beat up on the warning track. He does offers, but he brings it in. That was a close one. It got high up enough with the clouds as gray they are. It is a bit understandable, but there's now 2 gone here in the bottom of the first. Rubber Ducks in their all gray uniforms, gray pants, and with the stylized Akron font on the side and a black cap. Bay Sox all orange jerseys with black shoulder stripe and the black block buoy on the front side pant. Here's Hudson. First pitch. Misses down. Count starts at 1-0. Haskett, thanks to his efforts yesterday, going 2 for the plate, he set himself up into qualifying position in the Eastern League. Next pitch, missed, nearly clipped him. Count goes to 2-0. So now that has among qualifiers for plate appearance, leads the Eastern League in categories than you care to count. Next pitch, grounded face side. Count goes to 2-1. We're going to count them anyway. So he leads the Eastern League in overall average at 560. Off percentage at 593. Slugging percentage at 1160. OPS at 1753. And the BABIP at 769. Here's the 2-1. Misses a bit down, and the count goes to 3-1 here on Hacken with bases empty and 2 away in the bottom of the first. Again, a scoreless game here with the win out to left. Could be good for Hudson if he pulls it. 3-1 pitch. He shoots it the other way, though, and this one's foul. And the count goes full on Hudson. First full count offering from Logan Allen today. He's worked a handful of full counts, just total, but he's walked 3-4. Here's the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. He got Haskin on a fastball, and it's a perfect first inning for Logan Allen. We go to the second here at Prince George Stadium. Akron nothing, Boo nothing. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
It's a very special day at Stadium on Saturday, June 18th. Don't want to miss the Roberto Clemente Latin Baseball Celebration sponsored by Peak Employers Insurance. Fans that get to will have a chance to bid on Game Wars jerseys with all proceeds going to Bente Foundation. Again, don't miss out to own a piece of Bay Sox history on June 18th with the Roberto Clemente Latin Baseball Celebration. And you can get your tickets now at baysox.com.
Baseball is a game of specials. Base stealers, closers, hitters. Together, they help their teams from the rest. Specialists also have Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from workers' compensation insurance companies. Health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, all to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep down. That's teamwork. To learn, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake at CEIWC.com.
PestNow is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay and provide their pest control services. For your residential and commercial pest control needs, call PestNow. For general pest, termite control, mosquito control, all other pest control services, PestNow. You can reach us at 302-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
We're on to the second year of Prince George's a scoreless ball game as Drew Rahm to work for the Bay Sox. Gave out infield single to Brian Oroki first, and that was it. And the only base runner so far today will does against 5, 6, and 7 Drew Akron lineup. Starting with Bo Naylor, left-handed hitting catcher, first pitch. Up and in, brush off plenty, watch out on that elbow. Count starts out at 1-0. Nick, as you'd imagine, only bats lefty, throws righty as the next pitch is swung on and missed. Count goes even to ball and a strike. You don't see too many left-handed catchers. I think the stat is the last left-handed catcher in the major league was back in the 1910, something along those lines. It's a very right, and it's not something that I've pitched into personally, but just in my head, I can't think of a left-handed throwing catcher. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Naylor watches a called strike. Breaking ball hits the bottom half of the zone. Count goes to a ball and two strikes here. But Naylor is batting .233 this season, a .676 OPS. It pulled no homers, three runs driven in. Rom looking for his second strikeout, the 1-2. Got it. Strike three on the outside half. Rom with his first backwards K, and Naylor doesn't have any parting words, just trot back to the dugout. One gone.
He throws him with back-to-back fastballs there. That low 90s heater, the second one was at the knees and on the outside corner. And when you can freeze guys with that fastball, it's a great sign.
Micah Preece steps in on the first pitch. Breaking ball. This is down and away. The curve from drum count starts out at 1-0. It's been a lot of pitch balls. As a matter of fact, all six pitchers to the plate today for Akron have ball. Here's the one. There's the curve again. Time call it for strike one as it hits the bottom of the zone.
And it's interesting here because he faced four batters. That's it in the thing, but threw 23 pitches.
Here's the 1-1. Curve ball again. This time missed it a little high. And a 2-1. Yeah, that's because he fired a consecutive force to open the frame, and then a 3-1 to Brian Rowe that was pushed to left for a base hit. Here's the 2-1. Called a strike on the fastball. Count evens at 2. But Bo Naylor's at-bat just a seconds ago was actually the shortest that Rahm has had today. The 2-2 swinging a liner into center, but right on it is Hudson Haskin. He shuffles to it about 3 feet and brings it in. 2 gone. 3 in a row retired since Rocchio's single in the first inning. But Naylor's strikeout only took 4 pitches. And again, that is the shortest of any of the places that Rahm has worked with today.
And Matt, as you spoke to at the beginning of the press, he's retired every left-handed hitter he's faced today.
Here goes Gonzalez, and the first pitch is called. It's nothing and one. Been following. That is the first pitch strike curved up today. Gonzalez hasn't gotten too much playing time yet this season. Slapped foul the other way out of play. Down to nothing and two. This is just the overall game. He's 3-for-8 with an .875 OPS. He's driven in 1 run, struck twice, and walked twice. 0-2 pitch from Rahm. King ball misses high and away, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Into the air, shallow right field, at running back on it. The second baseman makes a little of a skip while he brings it down, and it's a perfect second inning. Rahm. 3-up, 3-down with his scout, and as we go to the bottom of the frame, it's nothing, Akron nothing. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Sky Shoot Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with the Lions fireworks shows following base games all season long. We will give you bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, tri-row musicals, custom choreographs, and much more. The night sky is limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY. Find out more by calling us at 503-281-3 1 or visit us online zerotechnics.com.
On the Green Incorporated is a lawn care team providing professional organic-based lawn care program for resident and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Services custom tailored with guaranteed for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more can effectively control insects and enjoy the summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreen.com.
Baysox Youth Baseball Camps are back at 22, and registration is open. 3 sessions this summer led by Hall of Famer and former Rookie of the Year, Bumbry, along with former Baysox Stephen Bumbry. Kids will take part in infield instruction and go head-to-head in camp-wide games at Prince George's. Campers get a free Baysox hat, ticket to a Baysox game of their choice. It's limited, so head to BaysoxShop.com and reserve your spot at a Baysox Youth Baseball Camp today.
Special giveaway night at the Prince George's Gym this upcoming Friday. Guess what? That's a row. The mystery bobblehead. First 200 fans age 13 up. Get to the frights early and you'll get a mystery bobblehead from Bay Sox history tomorrow. 7:05 first. We'll get to the ballpark early. Bottom of the second, Prince George's Stadium. First pitch to JD misses away. Count starts. Oh, it'll be Monday. Joey Ortiz Roberts due up against Logan Allen. He did 13 pitches to retire the side in order in the first. Monday pops the next deep left center field, but it should be played to the center fielder Escobedo. Ranges on it and hovers under it for a long while before bringing it in. And there's quickly one gone here in the second. Yeah, that's the big contrast for Logan Allen right now. While Rahm has pitched two scoreless with only one hit allowed, he has worked very deep into plate appearances and so far has thrown 36 pitches. Meanwhile, Logan Allen needed only 3 pitches for Adam Hall, 4 pitches in. He did need 6 for Hudson, but then only 2 for J.D. Mundy. Here's the first pitch to Joey Ortiz, called a strike, and it's nothing and one. That was only the pitch for Logan Allen, so he's already left half of Rahm. Has two fewer outs recorded. Here's this one driven toward the court left, but hooking and hooking, it's a clean, it goes foul. That one was more in on the hands than I think Ortiz would have liked it to be, and it's nothing and two. Joey Young's in a 200 average, 5 OPS with 2 doubles, a triple, no, but 7 runs driven in. He took yesterday off. Check that game. One of this off. He went 1-for-4 yesterday. 2-for-7 against left-handed pitching this season. He's bounced slowly over to third, up after a half-step by Victor Nova. He charges and fires to first in time. 5-3 put out, and it's 5-and-a-row by Logan Allen to start his day. Skies are starting to clear up a little bit to Prince George's Stadium. We had a lot of overcast and a lot of gloom, but rains just below us south. Nothing that forced the tarp, nothing that even led to a discussion. But now clouds are dispersing. Very nice to see. First, Bodie Roberts is lifted high and deep, but not deep enough. George Valera backs up about 20 feet and brings it down. What an efficient inning for Allen. It took him 5 pitches, that's 6 pitches, to retire in order. He's retired all faced, and as we move to the third here at Georgia Stadium, Bowie and Ask scoreless. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
It takes time to get flavorful coffee beans from the Latin regions of Colombia and Brazil farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew one magnificent cup at a time. Why Royal Farms makes the freshest and coffee in the world. Real fresh, real Royal Farms.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars, Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, craft bats, and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Purchase Stadium and online at baysox.com, the Tackle Box is the place to get the best Bay Sox gear and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium at shop.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, provide a tenured team of office technologists ready to be your trusted advisor. From document creation, output device scanning and workflow, to document security and search, we understand people print. Printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 01-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology easy.
Round of the third here at Prince George's Stadium. Scoreless ball game. So far, a good performance from both sides. Drew Rahm, that's the only base runner allowed. Jonathan Engelman digs in. We hand it off to Adam.
Well, thank you so much, Matt. So it is a scoreless game as Rahm delivers. At a swing and a miss through a fastball, strike one to get this third away. Engelman's had a tough campaign as he's for 23 on the season. Bay Sox putting the pull pitch and a swing and a miss through a foul, and the count is down to the continue. So it's 8-9-1 here in the Akron Orioles, top of the third inning, once a no score. Robin threw 36 pitches innings today as a swing and lifted fly ball, shallow right. Haskin and Watson converge. Haskin takes over and makes the catch, and one retired. And now we'll see the nine-hole hitter, Victor, stand in here for a drum. My left pitcher, in many ways, a thinking man's pitch, the Orioles organization, looking for that tweak to find an edge as he delivers a fastball down low, ball one. Whether it's experimenting with a different grip on changeup or dropping his to create different action, it's a left-hander as a fastball straight back and out of play. It is 1-1. Term that everyone is in minor league baseball and is the end-all be-all, which is development. You want to grow a player, even if you're one of the as is here, you still got to get better as the windage and a swing and a miss at a 90-mile-an-hour delivery right over the heart of the plate. The knees, and the count is 1-2. And Rahm is released. That mindset. He winds and delivers. And it's well upstairs. Fastball missing. And Rahm kind of sits at his landing point with his one of his feet. And the count is 2-2 here to the third baseman, Nova. Nova getting his first start. Series. Here's the pitch. And a breaking ball dives down and away. And his run full. Nova was a part of a wild three-team with San Diego, Cincinnati, and Cleveland. to this Guardian system. 3-2, and he takes strike three, looking small, not thigh high on the same part of the plate. Rahm has gotten three straight today, two of them looking, both of them with a fastball away, a left-handed hitter. And there's two down, and back to the two we go. Here is Escobo, seven in this series. Two outs, nobody on, no score, as a breaking ball in there for on the outside corner, and it's nothing and one. Cabedo had a big sophomore year at the state, but he really struck junior and was a 17th round draft choice in the end of 19. As a break darts down and away in the count, one and one. Still had a very $125,000 signing bonus, though. It's risen here to the double A level. 1-1 pitch. And a break up in the air, well, right center field. Back of Haskins still going, still breathing on it, and track to make the catch. An outstanding play. Haskins able to go along through that one. He reels it, and down in order go the Ducks. To the last of the third. Those are Bowie and Akron on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
Pest Now is proud to partner with the Ducks and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest needs, call Pest Now. For general termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, Pest Now. You can reach us at 31-231-800 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Friends to stitches, sore throat, stomach aches, and pulled muscles to an IV. Care is around the corner, patient first. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most insurance plans are accepted. Teen illnesses and injuries, patient first is here for you. Patient, the name fits.
Patient, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Get your cloak ready on Saturday, 23rd. It's Wizards and Wands Night. Ducks play the Akron Rubber Ducks. Themed concessions and entertainment throughout the evening that you'll love to see. If you can't wear wand, though, don't worry, because it's Halloween, too. At least it's close enough. Bust off last year's costume and show one more time for a fun night at the ballpark. Get your tickets now for Wizards and Wands halfway to Halloween at 301-464-4865 or at baysox.com.
Oh, great to be with you here on this Thursday. Bowie has won the first series, five of the last six. We've got no score. As now Dylan Harris swing, and a breaking ball in their run. Here to begin this bottom of the third inning. Harris, Watson, and here for Bowie. The pitch, breaking ball, darts down and away. And the count evens here, one and one. So coming in, Logan Allen had thrown 18, pitched two innings. That's it. The left-hander throws, and breaking ball down and away, ball two. In his two starts, Allen threw eight pitches in each of those. You still don't expect it that deep in the game, as a count had missed, and a count rule. Again, this is the third start of the year for this young left-hander, second-round draft of the Guardians in 2000, same round as Hudson has drafted, as another ball, a fourth straight in the at-bat, this diving down into the dirt, and a count, two balls and two strikes. Allen, who is one in his young career, winds and delivers, and a ground pass to mound right up the middle of the base hit. Harris kind of threw that head out at it, and he's had an incredible start to his double-A career. 1-5 in the start on Tuesday, and Zach Watson will come to play. Not too sure. Watson stands in. Right-handed hitter, but he's got some power. Trying to find his way through a bit of an early season struggle. As here's the pitch. Watson swings over top, a cutting delivery down, and the count nothing and one. Zach has struck 18 times in 8-9 at-bats here in 8 games. The one from the left-hander, Allen, and a swift and fly, shallow left field, coming in. He'll get there, and Edge Harris playing at halfway retreat. And one retired for Shane Fire. You're still at a time of the year in a third start where you've not driven that pitch count. Now, the minor leagues did have a regular spring, no matter the major league that was in effect. But with that, we are seeing we're going to be more and more careful with how to ramp up that pitch count early in the year. As it's Fontana, and he swings and lifts out of play left side, and is nothing and one. You're not going to see a guy in the minors 7 or 8 innings very early at this portion of the season. And now he looked to first and back to the bag standing. Along with that, you have the fact that last year rosters were expanded. Most teams in the minor leagues using those extra 3 roster spots on pitching. Bullpens have more on them. The 0-1 pitch coming to Fontana. Here it is. And a swing of the ground ball towards short. Got it to second one. And under the turn, Rocchio, he was bobbling it. Give the out at sec, but he was bobbling the ball in that answer from glove to hand. And look on Fontana. He's at first. Here with the 2 down to the front. Now Adam Hall bats. As we miss here in the last of the third. The Hall has got hits in 8 of 9 to start the year. Stan, he has had to wait a long time to his first crack at the AA level. He's payoff as he swings over the ball, darting down, and the count is nothing and one. Not only hits in 8 of 9, but 4 of those games, he has a hit game. Now he's been doing some damage. As Allen looks, Fontana was leading a bit, but Shane's able to drive back to the bat safely. Now, we thought we were going to have pitcher's duel today, and early on, 1-10 through the order, we're getting equally that. No score. Each team is 1 hit here in the last of the pitch. And a breaking popped off the plate on top of the hill, and we'll glove. He'll lob it the first time, and with it, the inning is over. So, 3 innings in the books. Bowie does get a leadoff hit in that bottom of the third. And we head to the fourth from Prince Stadium. No score. Bowie on the base sides. Base smaller.
The best way to take in a base game is with a group outing at Prince Stadium. Everything from entertaining client parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty for your group at unbeatable rates with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat and have an unforgettable time. Find more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-40 or going to BaySox.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing organic-based lawn care programs for resident commercial lawns. Our lawn care provide ballpark quality results, custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On Green also offers outdoor pest control services, mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go on the Green Inc.
Baseball is a game of specialists, closers, cleanup hitters. They help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake's insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health service team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more, all to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep down. That's teamwork. To learn, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake's at CEIWC.com.
Here's Jose Tana. This will be 2, 3, and 4 in the Akron order. It's top of the fourth inning, no score. Back to work. Tom has retired 9 of the first 10 as he's into the wind. And here pitch to Tana. Shows bunt popped it. Rahm in front of the hill will make the east. Number 1 pitch, 1 retired. Well, that's you like to start an inning. Now, Rocchio will come to the plate. Brian Rocchio on the Guardians 40-man roster, and you know, a lot is thought of this young right-handed or switch batting from the right side. The last time this organization had a young Latin shortstop, Ilk, as a fastball line off to the right side, out of play, and the count is nothing in one. They had a pretty good left-sided field 8 years ago. Akron had a shot named Francisco Lindor. And their third baseman was Jimmy Urshela. As here's the old, and a breaking ball tap foul right behind. And the count is nothing in two. Of course, Lloyd's become a superstar, big money player in the game now. And Urshela become an everyday regular as third base. Now, can Rocchio be that next in line? 2 coming. And a reaching taps it foul right to the plate. And the count stays nothing in two. Rocchio for 6 to bat in this Akron, the only that will stand in the right side. So Rahm usually uses a righty loaded lineup. 0-2 coming. And it's tap foul. Another awesome delivery there. He went with a breaking ball. And the count stays at nothing. But here, Akron is a team that really lines up the other way. Six of the nine in this order are left-handed hitters. As now the Oates swing and a miss, he got him. And he got him with a 92-mile fastball on the inside part of the plate. Tom busted him in, and there's down just like that. And here is Valera. Valera had an enormous championship series in Akron's sweep of big games to none last year, the pitch. And he takes a strike, a fastball on the outside. Nothing in one. As he had a multi-hit game in all three games. He went 6-13 in the series. And Rahm stayed from him with a fastball this time. A bit off the plate, and the count evens all in a strike. Score top of the fourth inning here in Bowie. Here's the pitch. And a fastball to gear of the Bay Sox, Ken Roberts. A 1-2 to Valera. A big game on 2. Was 0-2 last night. He's 3-for-8 with a homer series. Open side, a 1-2 coming. Swinging a ground ball right side. Two Mundy gloves, flips to Rahm, and he's ahead of Valera. It's another 1-2-3 inning for the left-hander Rahm, who's having another outstanding night for the Bay Sox. The Rahm, you think about, he has now worked 12 innings, and in 11 of them, he is not out a run. We go to the bottom of the fourth for Bowie and Akron on the Bay Baseball Network.
At DCA Instance, we provide a tenured team of technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to security and storage, we understand print, not printers. Give DC Imaging a call, 301-510-21, or find more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, technology made easy.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, if you've got a teacher or ed life that's meant a lot to you, or if you're yourself, then you don't want to miss out on the Sox Educator Appreciation Week, Tuesday, June 28th to Friday, July 1st. Teachers and educators who show a school D at the Bay Sox ticket office will get 2 free tickets to a game of their choice between those days, all sponsored by Educational Systems Federal Credit Union. Again, it's Educator Appreciation Week at Georgia Stadium, Tuesday, June 28th to July 1st.
Sky Shoot Blaze by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top fireworks shows following Bay Sox all season long. We will give you the bang for your buck. Sky Shooter displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. ZY a try. Find out more by calling 570-328-1361 or visit us at zypyrotechnics.com.
So we head to the bottom inning. We got no score. The base seven. Azure's got a Henderson for left-handed batter. 2-3-4 in the Bowie lineup as the left delivers. And a breaking ball lifted out of play. Off to the left. Strike one. You can see Allen that first time to the orders attacking with a fastball early. But he's breaking ball the second time through. He threw it again. And it dives down and all count evens. And 1-1 to Henderson. A patient, powerful pitch, and he takes in the field 58-footer right there. That's well in front of the plate, and it's 2 balls and a strike. Henderson's got 1 hit in this series, but he's 4 walks. That's exciting to see for a young 2-1 off the outside, 3 it, and he has not really a fastball here for left-hander Allen right out of the gate. That cutter there off the outside. 3-1 pitch coming. He throws. There's the fastball. A strike on the outer half. It's 3-2. It's been a patient at bat for Henson. The wind of the 3-2. And it's just a little by. Very close. Ball 4. So Gunner swung a first pitch. And as you might say, patience is a virtue. They tried to get him to boost the breaking ball down and away. Out the at bat. And he was just never enticed. Is aboard, leading off for the second consecutive inning. Bowie has the leadoff man on, and now Haskin to the plate. Headed in there tall at the, as he swings and lifts a fly ball. Pitch swinging, shallow right, and trots in to make the catch. And heading back to first, Henderson. The one down, Jack, for the Red Hot Haskin. And now J.D. Mundy will come to the plate. And Mundy had the night off last night after he was there that did not reach base. 20-run barrage on Tuesday, but Mundy is a dangerous player in the middle of this Bowie line. As Allen delivers, and he swings through a cutter on the outer part of the bat, nothing in one. Now you look at it, Mundy's got 8 hits this year. 4 game in Binghamton. About half of his 8 hits are extra base hits. That's a little bleeding single here or there. And he takes a fastball right in. And they can't even set him all. Mundy is just another young hitter in this Orioles organization that when he does damage. As now a look to first and back to the bag standing is Henderson. Last year in the Champions, I believe in the form of this series, Bowie played 7 players that hit double-digit home runs that year. I really remember, and even though a lot of new faces this year, it's more of the same. 1-1 coming, and it's off the outside, and the count is 2 balls and a strike. You know, the age of just kind of putting your big boppers 3-5 in the lineup, hoping to get power productivity there. That just feels like it's long gone, especially here in Bowie. A swing and a miss to a high fastball. And the count is 2-2. And that's so big when you have like Zach Watson tonight batting 8th and hit right around 20 homers a year ago. You can put him all over the order. 2-2 the count. Off first Henderson. As Allen is ready. And he beats Mundy with a fastball at 93 miles an hour. A swing and a miss. Strike 3. Now, Matt Allen has been a strikeout pitcher here coming into the night. That's only his 2nd strikeout of the night, although he's had an outstanding evening.
And it's been such an up-and-down series for Bowie. It's their performance at the plate. They drew so in game one, had no issue getting around the zone, but then they struck out times last night. So I guess it's a little bit they're reading it well and making good. So far today, it just hasn't been to the right spots.
As here is Ortiz. They played a pull drastically, and a check swing and a breaking ball. He went as it bent down out of the zone and won. So in play ball, you got to keep 2 infielders out of the infield. Akron is barely doing that. Rocchio, the second baseman, is right in the middle. Taina, the short, deep in the hole. As now that's the 1-strike pitch coming, or not, as he looks back. Henderson with a throw over to Freese. I think with the solidity that you're going to see in the approach from Bay Sox this year, strikeouts are going to happen. As now the 0-1. Swing it on. Lifted pop fly foul out of play side. And they keep nothing in 2 as it's well out of play. And Bowie dug out. And I thought, you know, the approach is to try to attack the pit in which you can do damage. It means taking a strike the outer edge here or there, especially earlier in the count.
And that is at least anecdotally where it seems like strikes are coming from in today's game.
Henderson will be running with contact with 2 down. It's nothing in 2 to Ors. And here's the pitch. And Tall with a fastball. 1-2. They'll score each team with just 1. And we're here in the bottom of the 4th. The 2 aces of these staffs going at it tonight at the stadium. Pitch coming. Blakey, when he was off speed, actually might have pace. A big swing at Ortiz. And Allen, after the walk, settles in nicely. So 4 innings through, got no score. Bowie Akron on the Bay Sox Bay Network.
Hey, Kid Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox. And it's free for kids ages 3 through. Futures Club members get access to show members-only events, discount offers, and free gifts for just some. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to help your kids, so don't miss out on all kinds of giveaways at Prince George Stadium. And next, the Bay Sox Futures Club, now at BaySox.com.
Hey, coffee lovers. Nowhere to find the world's freshest cup of coffee right here at Royal Farm. Because with our new brewing system, it takes less than a minute to go from selecting the kind of coffee you want to this. Ah, the freshest, most flavored cup of coffee you can buy is at Royal Farms. So try one. It'll be the first sip because it's the freshest in the world. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farm.
From bug burns, fevers to flu and bruises to broken bones, is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 10 to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most majors are accepted. For routine and injuries, Patient First is for you. Patient First, the net fits.
Patient First, printer of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. and p.m. every day.
Great to be with you here from Prince George. We head to the fifth inning, no score. And with the call now, us fifth, here's Matt Sabat.
Out of the order, due up for Akron as Drum continues to deal. Retired each of the last 10 batters he's faced. Bo Naylor will start off. He struck out looking back in the second. Home to the catcher is checked on. Barely misses down and away. And the count starts out at 1-0. Naylor, as mentioned on the season, only a 2.3 average, a 6.76 OPS, a full 1-0 pitch. Check misses away, and the count goes to 0. I'd imagine, I can't just now, I'll try too quick. Imagine Naylor's triple at Canal Park. Here, oh, called a strike. Fastball in the upper outside corner, and the count goes to 2. Canal Park, while it's too interesting when it comes to its overall dimensions, they've still got something. Here's the 2-1. Call strike in the outer half again, and the count goes at 2. They've got some pretty deep leads, and I think one small little hook out in right center, I'm recalling correctly, by their bullpens. 2-2. Down and away in the fills here on Bo Naylor. As Drew Rahm continues to work a little bit deep into this outing, already at 3 pitches. So far, two outings this year, he averaged about 7.6 per inning. Here's the 3. Lifted foul, third base side out of play. That one could get to the sweet level. It does not. Almost bounces up there, but it's still a foul. The count still holds. And look at that, I'm right. Naylor's triple was a canal. Here's the 3-2. Play ball 4, a leadoff walk is the second base runner allowed by him today. Breaks up that streak, 10 consecutive retired. Ryan Rocchio's 2-out single in the first. For Ron, that's just his fourth walk season, up against now 17 strikeouts when you include today's. And now Mike Capriese will dig in. He won after a line-out to straightaway field. Naylor, he could be a stolen threat. He's perfect 2-for-2 this season. This pitch nearly got him on the chin. Goodness, Preece had to get out of the way. Fell down onto his elbow to brace himself. And, whew, I think he's okay. 1-0 to start. One at first is Naylor, the 1-0 pitch. One much more conservative. A fastball strike on the lower outside corner in the count. Preece, 147 this season. Only 1-for-5 against the pitchers, make it 1-for-6 with his earlier today. He's got one strikeout, one run driven in. No. Here's the 1-1. Down and away, missed ball from Rahm, and the count goes to 2-ball. Bowie does get a right-hander off. Tyler Burch, 2 appearances this year. Rahm sets, fires the 2-1. It's swung off, ticked into the mid of the catcher. Kevin at 2. He's only 3-for-1-for-19 on the ropes here. That first hit came back in the first game. Here's the 2-2. There goes Naylor. The pitch is lined left field, a base hit. The hit and run executed perfectly as Naylor rounds and goes to third. Shane Fontana left and fires to the infield. Single for Micah Preece, placed perfectly to left. Push Bo Naylor from first to third. And now the game's first run stands 90 feet away. Time all day that either side has put a runner into scoring position. Bowie, they've only managed 3 total runners. One of them was a choice that replaced the base runner. And that a single and a walk. But now it's first and 3 out. Here's Marcos Gonzalez. First pitch is called a strike. Curveball hits the top half of the zone. Opens up at nothing and 1 on Gonzalez, who's, again, only 3-for-9 this season coming into the game. Next pitch, called a strike, bottom half. Count goes quick 2 of that 3-for-9 mark. He is 1-for-2 with runners in scoring and a run driven in. But he's already behind 2. Rahm looks for his 5th punch out. Pitch on its way. Away a base hit. That one into right field. Down from third to score is Naylor. Crucial RBI single here to inning for Akron. Marcos gets it done with his second ribby of the season. In the first 3 briefly, 1 by walk, 2 by base hit. And Akron, for only the second time in this entire series, has the lead. It's 1-0.
Yeah, it was a fastball up and about belt high on the outside part of the plate. And a good job to poke it the other way. And that might be the end of the day for Rom here, as it looks like Kyle Moore's coming out. Bowie's been warming up a right-hander.
It's very unfortunate that Rom is going to finish eight innings. He was so strong to start. Three perfect innings, gave up only a base hit in the first, but just full counts. Labored on a little bit longer than he would have hoped. So a pitching change, as Tyler Burton will tell you more about him when we return. Bay Sox trail Akron 1-0. You're Lux Baseball.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox. Best time at the ballpark. Bring your friend out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie. Play the stadium. Introduce a batter in the game. You'll even get to have the stadium sing you. Bay Sox birthday parties. An unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Georgia Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats, stomach aches, and pulled muscles, poison ivy. Care is around at Patient First. Walk into Sector from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every year. X-rays, lab tests, action drugs are on site, and most meds plans are accepted. For rudenesses and injuries, Patient is here for you. Patient First. Name fits.
Patient First. Proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Pitching here at Prince George's Stadium as the Bay find themselves trailing for the first time since Tyler Burch takes mound for Bowie, replacing Drew Rom. The line on Rom is not yet final. The runners at first and second belong to him. But at the moment, it looks like this. Footwork plus a few batters in the four. Another three hits. He gave up. Went one run. It was earned. Struck four, walked one. Didn't give up a home run. Makes way for Tyler Burch. We'll tell you more in just a second, as Jonathan Engelman did. 0 for 1 today, a flyout to straightaway center field. 73 pitch Rom. That was the troublesome number that was putting up zeros to start. The at-bats just capped a ring, and 2 minutes full kept the key problem. Here's a right-hander on right-hander, and the first pitch from Burch is squared to bunt, pushed perfectly, but it hooks foul. That was hung up in the air for a second and slid a little bit on the spin to the left side before falling down in foul territory. Nothing in one to a little bit on Burch. He's a 190-pound right-hander. Brought to the Orioles as a part of a trade in 2021. It was the Freddie Galvis deal to the Phillies. Here one. Squares the bunt again and Swan off of home plate for another. So Engelman comes empty on both attempts and he opens himself up to disaster. He tries again here with nothing in two. Still only one out though. If he tries for it, it's not the thing. Because out, it would still go to Victor Nova. But Nova in his 0 for 17 to start the year. He's just been hurting for offense this season. The O is high from Burch, and to a ball and two strikes. On the way, Burch has made two appearances, both leaf. He doesn't have a record yet. 5 ERA in 2 2 innings. That equates to 4 earned runs. He struck out 4, walked 3. Here's the 1-2. So a miss for strike 3. Got with an up-and-in fastball, and Burch strikeout, his first batter out of the 5th overall for Bowie pitching this evening. One gone here in the 5th. Burch is kind of an outing that really left a sour taste in his mouth, and it was just so unfortunate that he departed because it wasn't necessarily too fair. It was in Bingham on Friday. I'll tell you more on his first pitch to Nova, fouled off back to the screen. First and second, two away. Check away here in the top of the 5th inning. It's 1-0. So Burch came in a game that was pretty much already locked up for Bowie by 5. He did allow him to cross in the 9th, but it got to a point where he opened up a cut on his hand. It was one of the knuckles, if I'm not mistaken. The one is swung on and missed. Pit in the dirt, and the count goes to nothing and 2. Hiva, who, as mentioned, is 0 for 7 to start the season. They could hit the cut to stop bleeding on Burch, and the umpires had to put a foreign substance and say he could not continue in the game because it was just blood, it was affecting the ball, so he had to one out left. Here's the 0-2 pitch. In there, like 3. Got him with a fastball half. Burch comes out in strike, and that drastically changes the outlook here in the top of the 5th. Back-to-back now, 6 outs for Bowie pitching. And Burch will face off with the top of the lineup in Julio. These three that Burch has come out to face have just been unfortunately bad with runners in scoring position. They bind 0 for 14 this season. First pitch to Escobedo is crushed out to the right corner, but foul. Too early, and the count opens up at nothing and one. And again, it's early season, so that's why you fire unfortunately bad, because easily turn around, but just at the start, none of them has collected a base hit with a runner in scoring position. Escobedo is the only one that's driven in on some sacrifice flies. Here's the 0-1. Misses inside a foul ball, and the count goes even at a ball. Runners at first and second, top of the fifth inning, now two outs. Is ahead 1-0 after the first three runners of the frame all reached Flea. Naylor, Preece, and Gonzalez, two singles. Here's the 1-1. Called a strike on the inside ball. Escobedo thought it would push in just a little bit more and ready to back away, but help. And the count goes to 1. So this would be an excellent relief appearance to start for Tyler Burch if he can space runners, maybe strike out the side. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Tyler Burch steps out of the bullpen and sits down the rubber ducks. Strands two on and ends the to the fifth. As we're halfway home to Prince George's Stadium, Akron's taking the lead, though. Rubber Ducks 1, Bay Sox. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Be sure to get to the ballpark on Friday 19th for a jam-packed night of fun at Prince George's Stadium. It starts with fireworks presented by DCA Systems. It's our Mother and Son Night Out. Ticket packages available at Bay Sox Shop. And most importantly, it's the Scout Day Camp Out. When you purchase a special, you and your scout can camp out in the outfield at Prince George's Stadium after the game. It all happens on Friday, June 6th. So find out more and get your tickets now at Sox.com.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to sit Prince George's Stadium. You could 30% on your selected seat from day one. Enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible options, discounts on suite rentals, access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first home game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 301-464-4865. We're heading on to BaySox.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or line aligners, anyone can get the smile wanted with our flexible payment options. The country's leading orthodontist right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit RadSmile today and book your free consult. That's esmile.com. Orthodontics, official smile provider of Bay Sox.
The fifth here at Prince George's Stadium, a 1-0 Akron lead. Half of the Bay Sox lineup due up. Start with Cody Roberts. Dylan Harrison's going to follow against left-hander Logan Allen. Matt Sabatis and Adam Pohl with you on a very nice, warm evening. Much better than what we'd seen in a couple of days. First pitch to Roberts is driven deep out to right field. But this way in toward the corner, Valera. Down. That one fell quickly. Quickly one gone. So Roberts on the day. And in steps this who accounts for Bowie's only hit. There's a right-hander warming up in the Bay Sox already. If I'm seeing right, that might be an offer. It was a good relief outing. Tyler Burch came in for one inning right now and struck out the side. Here's Dylan Harris. First pitch misses away. Count starts out at 1-0. So my eyesight is fine. I've checked up. It is Stauffer. And called a strike on the outside half. And the count goes even at a ball and a strike. And our official score, Pete, does remind me. Rahm's line is now closed. This pitch to Harris misses down and away. Count 1-1. Four innings, 3-1 run it was earned. Four strike on 74 pitches. 2-1. Check swing, called a strike upper outside corner. Good nick there. And the count goes even at 2. Harris is Bowie's only base hit today. Single to left field in the third. He's got hits LA games. Here's the swing and a miss for strike 3. Chasing fastball, Harris. That's only a out for Logan Allen, but he struck out 3 of the last 4 batters. Now that he knew his rhythm, Bowie went through the order and wasn't able to get anything from it. It seems like both sides are on different paths that have led into Allen's favor. Cornfielder's pinched in as Zach Watson stayed lefty on righty in the first pitch misses down. Count starts out at 1-0. I see a note just come across on Twitter tweeting that the Guardians have the run differential in the American League right now. And they lead the American League. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down in. And the count goes even at a ball. They've always just kind of been on the cusp, it feels like, with the Guardians. The series in 2016 got so close, and as a Cardinals fan, I wish gotten a little bit further. As the next is driven high and foul to the left side. A hot shot off of the dugout. Akron styled, and the count goes to 1-2. But now they might finally be able to get it with some of the specs that they have down here. Here's the 1-2 to Watson. no way for ball two, count evens.
It would really be hard to find an organization that develops pitch better than Cleveland. I'm able to bring up have just been incredible.
Here's the 2-2. Up and in, count fills here on Watson with bases empty and two away in the bottom of the fifth. A 1-0 Akron lead.
And I think there's no doubt that this Logan Allen, they're hoping to get another in that long line.
The names that have gone through, Logan, Adam Scott, I recall. Hillman, the 3-2, is nicked foul off the top of the wood and hits the nailer, rolls over the right side. What's he doing? He was pitcher last season for Akron. He's not the season. This next pitch lined out towards shallow, falling in and past the sliding Glenn Engelman, rolling all the way to the wall. And loses the helmet, going to second. He hits the third. The throw comes in a little bit high, and Watson's in safe. They call it a triple. Watson's first of the season, Bowie second, and the tying run is 3 feet away here with two outs in the bottom.
Yeah, that's the right call. I don't know, Leon, if you want to make an all-or-nothing play in the field like that, right? You can play the ball on a hop, and it's a single, but Edmund went into the foot-first slide to bring it in, and the ball skidded right by him.
So Watson, who lost his helmet somewhere between first and second, has to go with a pretty long walk. And now it sets up for Shane Fontana, and hitting for some decent power over the last couple of days. Two home runs in his games coming into this one. Lefty on left first pitch. He squares to bunt. Interesting decision, as it's called a strike on the bottom half of the zone. Count over one. Jog my memory, Adam. I don't think it was a game against Boone. Was Juan Hillman the pitcher for Akron that took a comebacker? Or was... No, that was a different pitcher. Here's the 0-1.
This is Bowie's stat bat, Matt, of the night with a run in scoring position.
Well, remember, the runner in scoring position from either side until just about 10 minutes ago when Akron got it in the top of this fifth. Watson at third, a 1-0 deficit, the 0-2 pitch. So Watson goes down on three pitches. Thing is over. So the tying run ended at third base. Watson really jets for that triple, but the Bay Sox can't bring him home. We go to the stair at Prince George's Stadium. Bay Sox 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox.
PestNow is proud to partner with the Bowie Sox and provide their pest control service. All your residential and commercial pest needs, call PestNow. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call PestNow. You can reach us at 231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
It's not Bay season without fireworks, and you can always count on the biggest and best Georgia Stadium. There's no better way to cap off a fun evening at the ballpark than a spectacular fireworks show. And the Bay Sox have got you covered this season with 16 different shows to choose from. So get your tickets now at Bay Sox. The next fireworks show at Prince George's Stadium, Saturday, April 23rd. The Akron Rubber Ducks come to town. Hope to see you there.
Sky Shoot Blaze by ZY Pyrotex will be lighting up the sky with top fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the bang for your buck. Sky Shooter displays include traditional shows, true musicals, custom choreographed plays, more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us on ZYPyrotechnics.com.
We move on to the sixth inning here at Prince George Stadium. A 1-0 advantage for Akron. And as the Bay Sox turn it over to a new pitcher out of the pen, Adam Stauffer, we turn the broadcast over to Adam Holmes for the next couple of innings of play-by-play.
Well, thank you so much. When Adam's on the team here, ready to go. He'll face another pitch. Well up in it with a fastball. Ball one. So it's only our second look of the year at Stauffer, and it's his debut at Prince George's Stadium. He threw two innings and allowed a run on a homer in Binghamton a week ago tonight as he delivers an in a fastball. And 2-0 here to Tana. Akron leading 1-0 here in the top of the inning. Stauffer, tallest Bay Sox player. As he delivers, and there's a liner towards the end, and it's going to get down and go all. Fontana gets it from the he'll fire in towards third. And Tana with a leadoff double here to open the sixth inning in a game where every run feels just a little bit. And now Brian Rowe come to the plate. It looked like they might blow the game open a bit. They had a run in, too many out when Drew Rahm exited, going his 73rd and final pitch. But Tyler Birch Outstanding. Here's the pitch. A break ball in the dirt. It's all the way to the backstop on the wild pitch. And Tainas up to third with still nobody out of the inning. Rocchio kind of out of the way of that one. And now let's see if Bowie will bring the in here in a 1-0 game in which they trail in the sixth. They're going to do just that. The infield's all the way in at the edge of the grass around the diamond. And I count one of it. Stauffer is set at the belt goes. And a fastball pop foul straight back out of play. I count one and one here to the pole hitter in Rocchio. A bird struck three in a hole and really kept the Bay Sox right there. Count one and one here to Rocchio. One for two tonight. Here's the swing and a chopper near the bag, but it's outside of it. Foul. As it glanced off the glove, charging to try to glove. He was thinking about coming home with the baseball. But it's a foul ball and they can't want to do. Stauffer, if he was playing the ball, he's so tall that he'd be playing in the with his back to the bucket. He's a big fella. 6'7", 240 pounds. Listen, 1-2 coming. Swing and a miss, he got it. Wigton with a fastball in. Rocchio got a piece, but it ends up in mid of Roberts, one retire. And the infield remains in, runner at the. And here's the left-handed hitting for. The danced out of the Heritage Jam via the strikeout. And inning ago, now stop trying to do it, but this time against it of the Ducks order. And here's the pitch. Avalera swings through an off-speed delivery. The count, nothing and one. It was right over the plate. The Valera took grounded out twice. He 0 for 2. Did not have a hit last night after his three-hit wild 20-6 series Tuesday. As he takes fastball a little bit up at 8 miles an hour. And the count, one and one. Now, Stauffer is eight-handed pitcher. And once again, we talked about it's a lefty-loaded lineup. The Valera's left-handed on deck. Naylor is as well. 1-1. And a high fly foul. Down to the right. Watson gives a look, but it lands on the berm right in back of the Bay Sox bullpen out of play. And the count is now 1-2. But once again, Stauffer is a guy we expect to get stretched out as he released a bit. It's not a guy you're going to see every other day. As the count, 1-2 error. But there goes, too tall with a foul, leaning back away from it. And the count is 2-2. Now here are the Bay Sox. Their 11th game of the year, and since getting just his second outing out of the pen. The 2-2 coming. He ain't gonna miss, he got him. Wow, beat him with a foul. He has struck out the 3 and 4 hole hitters consecutively. And the infielders can back up. Stauffer's got a chance to get out of him unscathed. As he'll face Bo Naylor and scored the lone run of the game. Later. Off that fifth inning with the walk. It's Rahm. And Stauffer throws. And two pass ball and they can 1-0. The Naylor. 7 hits in 30 bats entering tonight on the year. Hitting 233 in games. 1-0 coming. High fastball taken through. Now first base is open here. You got Tanner, Micah Pries on deck circle. 1-0 on you. In the top of the sixth. A long look in from Steer. He's got what he wants. And the right-hander throws. And, ooh, miss in. Very good. That looked like a changeup just off the inside corner. I count 3-0. And we'll see if Naylor's got the gear. Robert's sign is Stauffer's ready. Here's the pitch. Fastball swinging away. A lifted fly. Vinny to right center. Haskin to his left. And he'll make the catch. What a job by Stauffer. He gives up a leadoff double. Oriole pitch move turned to third, but two strikeouts and a foul. Keep it a 1-0 game. We head to the last sixth. Once again, it's Akron Bowie nothing on the Sox Baseball Network.
At DCA Systems, we provide a tenured team of audiology professionals ready to be your trusters. From document creation, output devices, scanning, and workflow, to document storage, we understand people print printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 01-577-121, or find out more about how we can help you. DCA Imaging. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush regions of Colombia and Brazil to real farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms Swiss-made coffee machines grind rich, flavorful coffee beans, them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest coffee in the world. Real fresh, us, Royal Farms.
Birthday bash with the Bay Sox, best time at the ballpark. Bring your friend out to celebrate and be the star of the dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter, and even get to have the stadiums for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience, Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by 301-464-4880 or baysox.com.
Well, it's something you hear about in baseball in this day and age. As Logan Allen, the star, back out for a sixth inning, throwing just 63 pitches. Now, do something you don't see all that often, especially in the minors early in the year. He's to face this base for a third time to the year. He's retired 15 of 18 prior, but had a two-out Zach Watson that threatened in that fifth as a swing of the first pitch on a ball diving down towards it. Strike one. Hall came up empty. Hall, Henderson, and Haskins. As a swing of the ground ball right up the middle, the edge of the glove of Rocchio, tripping into center, and Hall's going to lead it. So let's see what we can do with it. It is time here in the game tonight for the Bay Sox. Hat off that aboard. Hunter Henderson will come to the plate. Walked his last time up. He swung at one pitch and ended up a six-pitch at-bat. And Henderson, once again, we mentioned this, but that was his fifth in the three-game series so far. When sets, he delivers. Fastball, strike of the other half. That count is nothing in one here to Gunnar Henderson, who is here for the extended camp in 2020. Came right to Bowie in the 21 season, a part of the playoff series, and now in 22. And a breaking ball dives down and away at the count. One here to Henderson. He was the youngest player at the 2020 extended camp here in Bowie. And the ability to play not only with other prospects, but a lot of tray ball players was really huge for him. As there's a swing, and a little shallow right in on it, Valera. Still in. It falls in a base hit. A flared single to right. Valera tried to pick it up. Throwing his second home and playing it halfway, but Valera pulled the baseball and on in the second time to the, or the third, I should say. Here come the Bay Sox. They've got two men out, and let's see if the Akron begins to stir here. Now they had two, did Bowie two times through, and now they hit in a row to open the sixth. And here is Haskin, hitless trips today, 5-for-11, 7 RBIs. Here in the series. Corners inch. Swing and a high up fly. Shallow left goes out. The shortstop. Engelman can find it. Tatum will make the catch. Wow. That nearly drew an adventure. On a hop fly to deep short. And one retired. Runners stay at first and into. And now Mundy to the Haskin is flying out now in consecutive at bats for spinning. Here is Mundy 0-for-2 to. What a time this would be for his first hit of the series. Infield, a double play. Allen turns off the hill to look back towards runner at second there. Lead runner in Hall. Think of the trail runner, Gunnar Henderson, for his. He can run a little bit. On the bases for Bowie here. As the pitch. Swing and a miss. Boy, that looks like that. Cutting delivery. You can call it a slider. You know, the fastball is 92 from this left-hander, Allen. That pitch is 86-87. It's almost more like a cut fastball. As now the pitch, and there it is again, and all on the line. Marchenko had a bit of change up into the screen, left, and the count is nothing to do. This might be the longest start we've seen for a pitcher here into the sixth inning. Nobody warming in this Akron bullpen. 0-2 coming. Check swing and a breaking ball. Did he go out? It was close. And they count one ball and two strikes. They just did dart right down and away. On deck, Joe Ortiz. And we trying to battle back. They're down just 1-0. On a pitch height. 2-1 down. Here's the pitch. High fastball taken in the evens at 2-2. But the first time tonight, the base Sox, base runners, they had only had one at bat in the game. Runner in scoring position prior to this inning. It's 2-2 the count. Here it comes. Fastball lifted, but foul. Boy, really good cut at that fastball, which was middle in. And he just sent it out of play. Outfield is shaded. Escobedo. Center hit towards left center here. Here it comes. Fastball fouled into the middle of the kidnailer. Strike three. A big strikeout for Logan. This is sixth of the evening. The base is at first and second with nobody out. And now they're still at first and second. But now in two now. As Ortiz is in looking to give Bowie a big, big hit here. He does have seven RBI here. Ortiz played the game. Right-handed hitter pitch, and he swings it sitting near the back of third, and it's down the line! It scoots by the one run is home! And for the plate is Henderson! Score! What a throw! The Mesa have a 2-1 lead! Bouncer! A third baseline! And somehow Nova did not even get a piece! A proverbial Swiss in an inopportune time for Akron! And whether the Base Sox the lead on a bounding ball right near the bag. It looked like Nova was going to pick it up. Step on third or just second. Here's Roberts and the pitch. And he takes the strike on the inside part of the plate. And Akron, I mean, in playing good baseball to this. But boy, not much is going in their week in Bowie so far. But one strike pitch, fastball strike of the outer half. And Roberts is in a nothing and two hole. I think that's going to go down to a 2 RBI for Ortiz on the chopper that they went right over the third bag. Here's the pitch. Foul tip into the catcher. In Naylor is over. But a stunning way for the Bay Sox to take the lead on the two-run doubles with two down in the city. We head to the seventh. B2. Akron 1 on the Bay Sox Base Network.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to gutty, care is around the corner. And first, walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, prescription drugs are on site, and most insurance plans are accepted. For rudenesses and injuries, Patient is here for you. Patient First team fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Nitro Circus is back with a new tour coming to Prince George's Stadium Monday, June 5th. Fueled by new Atrix and the craziest contraption. Bat and Rat Tour presented by Asia. The sketchy, scary, and crazy dangers of big air action sports. Hilarious comedy of Nitro's lunatics who risk their lives to send it. Going down at Prince George's Stadium Sunday, June 5th. Tickets as low as $5 are on sale now at Fox.com. April 22nd at Prince George's. It's a special giveaway night from the base. We renovated our offices over the week and found hundreds of bobbleheads away from seasons past. Instead of back in the storage, we're giving them away to the gates early and receive a mystery head from Base Sox history. Now at 301-464-4865 or online at basesox.com.
We go to the top of the seventh inning, and the Bay Sox have a 2-1 lead. How about that? A big two-run double on a bounding right over the third base bag off the bat of Ortiz. And Bowie in front for a first time tonight. Here's a second inning for the big right-hander, Stauffer. And he delivers, and he up and out of play left side. The bat of Micah Pries. There is Pries, then Gonzalez and Engel, 6, 7, and 8 in the year. Here for Akka, 7th inning. It's cooled down a bit here. It's a breaking ball, choppy, but foul off to the right. The Sox shut out Akron. What an outstanding outing they got from Ken Watson. 4 scoreless hits out of the bullpen. Looking for a big night in relief work tonight as a fastball zip high. And McCown wanted to. Burke stranded 2, striking out 3 in a row, 2 inherited runners. And Stauffer danced out of jam in the top of the 6th. Like Akron was going to get a multi-run lead as Pries a good rip at a fastball, but he fouls it on the line of the screen. They're playing the pull right up the middle with Ortiz. Pries entered this series just 47 on the year. Swing and a miss. He got him on the foul. A little bit up and away. All of a sudden, Stauffer struck out 3 of the last 4. Following the double to begin, playing one retired. And here's Gonzalez. Now back-to-back right-handed hitters. Gonzalez and then Engelman. The right hand, the pinch. And a ball strike to get ahead, nothing in one. Now Gonzalez is playing in his first game in 5 nights. He was a big international signing. Cleveland organization years ago. As a breaking ball line right in on it. Watson will hang on him. It'll make a chest high catch. 2 down. It takes a long time when you sign a 16-year-old to make their way to double A for a guy like Marcos Gonzalez, who signed again an international prospect for the Cleveland at that time. I mean, he is still a ball player in double A. Here's Engelman. And this throw, fastball, strike 1. Engelman, it was a big at-bat in the game. 2 men on, a run in, nobody out. He tried to bunt the at-bat against Birch, but he couldn't get it done. And he ended up striking out the 0-1, swinging it towards short. Ortiz, come up with it cleanly, and they keep the inning alive. Ortiz on a 2-hopper to short, but Engelman is aboard for the fielding error. And Lindy of Akron can take advantage. It's now Victor Nova to the plate. Second double-A season. He played in just 23 games a year ago. Struck out twice a day and has had a slow start offensively this year. 1-for-25 on the season as he stands in with a highly open stance. That's the pitch. Fastball hit sharply, but glimming to a side hole, spinning on the wheel in time to throw out. The inning is over. Forehand to stretch time. He buoy. The Bay Sox killing a 2-1 lead in the, on the Bay Sox Bantler.
Base team of specialists, base stealers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health serve team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and all to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premium. That's teamwork. To learn more, with your agent or visit Chesapeake Lawyers at CEIWC.com.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars, more Orioles, at the Tackle Box store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great price. Located right of the main gate at Prince George Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only of the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care programs for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawn. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services, mosquitoes, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
So we come to the bottom of the inning, 2-1 Bowie leads. And there's a new pitcher, Matt, coming into the game for Akron.
Hey, Yosin Ramirez. But, I mean, hey, what a start it was. Morgan Allen. Quality start. He is in line for a loss today. This is how great the pitching has been for sides.
That's a good point. And they brought home both runs. I mean, Allen might be tossing and turning all night about how they're getting down the line. Here's Dylan Hicks. As here's the pitch. And it's up away, ball one. There is here to Dylan Harris on this bottom of the seventh. Ramirez making his fourth of the year. He's allowed two runs, five hits in three innings prior, as a fastball strike at 93 miles an hour. And the count one to Dylan Harris. Harris, then Watson, then Fontana. In the bottom of the seventh, 2-1, the Bay Sox lead it. A 1-1 coming, and it's on the end. As Ramirez took it off that one, and the count is now 1-1. This is 1-for-2 today. Actually, the buoys of the game with a base hit up the middle of an inning against Allen. Pitch and a sling and a ball line to left. It's Engelman back on it. We'll run it down to catch. A few feet shy back and towards the line. And he is retired. One down in this seventh inning. And now Zach Watson will play. I don't know if you saw this, Matt, but today Cabrera, the Tigers, was one hit away from a film of the 33rd ever player to have some hits in his major league course at a just about sold Comerica Park. Tigers, here's the pitch. And a fastball up and away, ball one. It was a dramatic moment. It was a 1-8. Runners were at second, two down. And the Yankees intently walked him. Here's the pitch. Sis. And the count wanted one. The crowd went into hysteric booing. Just wild as Cabrera went down to first. The Tigers would then get a 10 single following. And when Cabrera ran off the field after the over, one hand had the number three up, three fingers up. The other had the zero. There's a fly ball to left field. Watson playable for Engelman. Make the catch. Two down. And West Miguel Cabrera in the post game, all he said is, I'm upset. My on-base percent. You gotta love it. Tigers won, beating the Yankees 3-0. But boy, the crowd that was there, they want the historic moment, clutch moment in that game. As here's Shane Fontana. Ramirez sets and delivers. And a cutting pitch down and in. There are only six players previous to Cuba in the history of baseball that have 3,000 hits, 500 homers. Yes, now the 1-0. And a fastball up high ball, too. And incredibly, two of them spent a large portion of the year with the Orioles, Eddie Murray and Rafael Amaro. The other two holes, A-Rod Aaron and Willie Mays. What a list. The 2-0 coming. And a breaking ball in, and it's 3-0. Cabrera is one base hit from being the seventh name on that list. 2-1, Bowie leading here. Two outs on bottom of the seventh inning. The 3-0 pitch coming. Down the middle, taking all the way, Fontana. And he takes a strike. Bay Sox have a right-hander throwing in the pen, but just kind of lightly tossing out there. Starting to get ready, I believe. 3-1 kept. And a fist to ground ball, but it's for the foot of Fontana. He rolls all the way out to the first baseman, Gonzalez, but a foul ball. And let's hope Shai to see. Is using that as a crutch to try to the effects of that one. So Akron had a run in, out and out in the field. Two men on. Bowie went and Tyler Burch came on, and he struck out three consecutive hitters. In the second, had a run in third. Nobody out. Stauffer got two strikeouts, and I believe a fly ball out in the inning. And Sox, with two men on and two down in the sixth, got a bounding ball that Notre Baseman charged, tried to short hop it, and did not get a piece of it. It went beyond him, and it went right over the third base bag, and down the left field line, into foul ground, and both runs, well, with it, 2-1. Bowie leads. Tana continues to try to fight off the effects of this one. And Athlender, you know, we love him, but we don't like to talk about him. Will Kelly. Remember you mentioned the trainer's name, Matt, hitting right?
Yeah, I can't think of a good situation off top of my head for it, unless part of some big walk-off celebration for reason, but that'd be obscure.
Athletic Trainer of the Month award being given in the pregame. Riley Fontaine is going to stay in here. 3-2 the count, and he'll pitch, and it's down low ball four with a fastball. And has really had a good start to the year. As he's shown a good eye of the plate, and as you spoke to Matt Pryor, he's hitting for power.
Yeah, he got two consecutive games, one at the tail end of the Binghamton series, and then, if I'm not mistaken, because he was part of that trio of consecutive jacks for the Bay Sox in the 26th round, so he went in back-to-back errors. And he just a good piece at the bottom of the lineup with the plate discipline to loop it back around and get on base for Adam Hall.
And here's Hall, who takes a strike on the inside play with a sweeping break, started off the plate in, and it caught the inside corner. And the count is nothing at one. Shortstop is deep in the hole here. Center fielder in Escobar a little bit shallow as a fastball. A swing and a miss. Actually, I might not have been a hit at. I think it is actually put a little cut on, and it's nothing in. They hold on the runner, Anna. A bit hobbled by that foul, the pitch, and all swings and chops it foul right near Akron dugout, third base. And we'll do it again, no ball strikes. Trying to see who that righty turned to tell in the Bay Sox bullpen. Again, is still lightly sick. To the count, and here's the pitch, and it's just off the outside, a fastball ball.
Looks to be Logan Gillespie, number 99. That black on orange can be a little to pick up from time to time, but yeah, I think it's going to be Gillespie, 6'2 right-hander. Should be, if I'm mistaken, his fourth appearance of the season.
When Gretzky number, you know it. Here's the pitch, and a reaching swing and a lifted foul, right? Gonzalez is over, and it'll get out of play, and the count remains 2. Get on an Oriole broadcast, Kevin Goss making one of his first starts in the major leagues, and he was throwing 9 miles an hour, and Chimp said, this guy just keeps Gretzky's up there. We weren't used to seeing night from a starting pitcher over and over that day, albeit it wasn't to go. Now the 1-2, and it's down low, runner going, but Fontana's
Rookie of the Year, Al Bumbry, along with former Bay Sox outfielder Stephen Bumbry. Kids will take part in in-depth on-field instruction and go head-to-head camp-wide games at Prince George's Stadium. All campers get a free Bay Sox and a ticket to a Bay Sox game. Their space is limited, so head to BaySox.com and reserve your spot. Sox Youth Baseball Camp today.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with the Lions fireworks shows following base games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Shooter Displays include traditional, true pyro musicals, choreographed plays, and much more. The night is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out by calling us at 570-323-61 or visit online zypyrotechnics.com.
ECA Imaging Systems, we provide a team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From creation, output devices, scanning, and document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-10, or find out more about how we can help you. DCA Imaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made.
All right, so to the top of the eighth inning, 2-1 Bowie lead remains on the hill for a third inning. And here's Matt with a call.
Camino, the top of the order, due up for Akron in the first pitch, is called a strike. Lower inside corner, count opening in 1. Escobedo is 0-for-3 on the day. He struck out ice, flew out to center field. Even Gillespie was warming up in the last half at warming, but not at quick of a pace now. Next pitch misses down. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. It's Escobedo and Jose Tena and Brian Arocchio up for the Rubber Ducks. Tena and Arocchio each have base hits, but Bowie holds on to the 2-1 advantage. Next pitch from Stauffer is a piece back to the screen on the foul ball. Count goes to 1-2, and Adam, I don't know if you've seen this, but there was a bit of a scuffle in Portland and Binghamton game today.
Oh my goodness.
I'm going to look over.
That's the second in the Eastern League this year.
Watch this. Here's a bouncer up the middle of base hit. Into center field, where it's by Hudson Haskin, rounding first on the turn, but back to first in is Escobedo. He needed that, his hit of the series after starting out 1-for-9. Leadoff man is aboard. That's the tying run for Akron as Escobedo, 3-game hitless streak.
The Binghamton and Portland with a Donnybrook, Richmond and Altoona had of a brawl, bench clearing on Saturday.
This one got heated a lot faster than Altoona, though. Here's the first pitch. It's over to second. Could be 2. Hall does not to try for it. He goes the short way to... And there's a 4-3 putout as Edo advances to second base.
Well, you got these 6-game series now, and with that, tensions have a greater chance of escalating.
Here.
You know, when you play a team times in a row.
So, bad hit by the pitch. And, bam.
Yeah, man.
That is a nice right hand head. That's going to get you gone for a couple of games.
Looked like Mike Tyson on a domestic flight last night.
I saw that, too. There's a lot of aggression around lately. Let's all chill. Here's Brian Rocchio. We're at second, one away. Rocchio in for 3 day. He had only hit for a long while. And back in the first, step pitch misses down. Count starts out at 1-0.
You know, I don't want to get too editorial here. My name's Iron Mike. I mean, you got to throw a right every once in a while.
Well, I mean, that's what he's known for. Righty on lefty, Rocchio the switch, but the next pitch is on its 1-0, is a high swinging strike. Beautiful fastball there from Stauffer, and goes even at a ball and a strike.
Now, this part here, Matt, of the Akron order, that's some damage. These are the big boys. And obviously the biggest spot of the ball game here.
A long outing that Stauffer is trying to put together here, too. That would be very fun to see completed. Next pitch, grounded to first, backing up on it and picking it at the side. Mundy, he slides on over the bag and taps it, but Escobances to third. Two good, but Escobedo, after leading off with a single, represents a tying run only 90 feet away.
Stauffer's thrown a lot of strikes here. Three pitches, 22 strikes. Two-thirds of his deliveries over the plate. His fastball command has been outstanding, and it looks like the Bay Sox are going to get the throwing right-hander out of the pen. Espy here with a runner and two down.
One quick closing note on that. You mentioned Stauffer. He threw pitches with 20 strikes in LA debut.
I'll tell you that. Birthday Bash with the Bay Sox is the best ballpark. Bring your friends and family out, great, and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games with him, introduce a batter in the game, and get to have the stadium sing for Sox birthday parties and a bowl one-of-a-kind experience at the stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-880 or Sox.com.
From sprains to sore throats to stomach aches, pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 to 10 p.m. every day of the year. Raise lab tests and prescription from sight, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine ill and injuries, Patient First here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open 10 p.m. every day.
Pitching change here at Prince George's Stadium. The Bay Sox holding on to advantage, but the tying run stands 9 feet away. George Valero will be the batter. Adams' day is done, and what a good day it was in relief. His line isn't close because the runner at third belongs to him, but he could be sure if that runner is held at third base.
Yeah, he had an outstanding 2 2/3 innings, 2 hits, did not walk a batter, and struck out as he now hands it off to speed.
So here's Logan Gillespie, number 99 on your scorecards. Tall right-hander digs in to face off against lefty Valera. Two 220-pound righty Gillespie. First, it's bounced back off of his wrist as he's handed. It's barehanded. By Ryan can't get it to first in time. Valerzin ties it at two. A one-struck ball, but only 74 miles off the bat. It was just placed perfectly that Gillespie, on his follow through, just I'm not sure if he intended to try. If he did, that was the wrong choice.
He swung the glove behind. Hitters are going to make sure, okay. But he swung the glove hand behind him to try. The question is, if you let that ball go by, it's not an easy play because it's right up the middle. It's once again not hit all that hard. But it does a guy like Hollywood able to cut in front of the bag at second and make the play to throw out Valero, who's more of a power guy and a speed guy. In the end, it hits Gillespie and ends up an infield hit, and runs are scoring in on you tonight. We're tied at two.
To Stauffer, so he takes an O-2 today as we're evened back up. Bo Naylor digs in. Now the run for Akron at first base. Baylor riding an 0-for-2 day with one scored back in the fifth inning. First pitch home. Called a strike. The 6-mile-an-hour fastball. Good plays from Logan Gillespie on the outer half, and one to start. Gillespie already his fourth appearance this season, two in the Binghamton series. Two innings there, gave up one earned run. So for this season, he's tossed 3 2/3 innings, giving up just the one earned run. Pickoff throw back to first. No tag of weight on the 0-1 offering. Gillespie signed as a minor league free agent back in June of 2021. He's the only member of the Bay Sox roster that's on the 40-man. Made 15 appearances with Bowie last season. Another pick throw, not in time, and that's trouble now because the runner at first, Valera, while he entered the stolen base this season, he now gets the leeway to take a much more exaggerated lead. If Gillespie attempts another pickoff, Valera will be awarded second. That's the new rule. There he hit. The 0-1 misses down inside the fastball, counted a ball and a strike. So Valera caught me on that one. I'm ready to say there he goes. Hander warming in the pen for Akron, Nick Enright. See if Valera takes off. No, the 1-1 picking ball called for strike on the upper inner. That probably would have been the pitch to take. That's the count to 1-2 now. Runner at first away here in the top of the eighth inning. Akron Bowie now tied at 2. As Naylor holds in with Vance, runner goes, the 1-2 is popped left side of the infield, pushing shallow left, backing up Henson, called off by Fontana, and the left fielder is the one to finish the inning. But Akron ties on an infield single. Julian Escobedo single to open the frame on two ground outs and score single off the pitcher's mitt. As bottom of the eighth here at Prince George's Stadium, Bowie and Akron tied at 2. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
From bug bites to burns, fevers and bruises to broken bone, care is around the corner at Pick First. Walk in to see a doctor 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day year. X-rays, lab tests, prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Pick First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. a day.
To take in a Bay Sox game is with a group at Prince George's Stadium. Everything training clients to birthday parties and e-raising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at beatable rates with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the park. Your group can eat their fill in unforgettable time. Find out more. Schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Pests now partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide control services. For all your residential commercial pest control needs, call Pests Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pests, call Pests Now. You can reach us at 301-238-3300 or visit us online at www.pests.com.
We move on to the eighth here at Prince George's Stadium. A tail game between Bowie and Akron. Matt Sabatis alongside Adam Pohl with you from the ballpark in Bowie as he takes over on the mound for the Ducks. It's Nick Enright. Arthing right-hander replaces Yerson Ramirez. Ramirez tosses one strike, no hits, one strikeout and one walk. That very clean outing for him in relief. Right, we'll face off against 2, 3, and 4 Bay Sox lineup, starting with Gunnar Haskin and J.D. Mundy to fight. And right, a 6'3", 200-pound, 25-year-old right-hander from Enrique, California, fires the first pitch home to Hendricks high, and the count starts out 1-0. Hendricks scored the second of Bowie's two runs today, singled with nobody out in the sixth, swings and misses at a high fastball, he evens at 1. There's an interesting sixth inning for the Bay Sox. It was more two-out magic that came off the bat of Ortiz. So much of the Sox run support lately has come with two outs. Here's the 1-1. Misses high. Count goes to two balls and one strike. So with their backs against the wall, Bay Sox have scored now 22 last 29 runs with two outs in this series. Here's the pitch. Called a strike on the leg corner to Henderson, and the count goes two. After the sixth inning this season, Gunner is 3-for-11, 55 OPS with four runs driven in. Outs, two walks. Here's the pitch. Swinging a hard bouncer over to second, down to a knee on Rocchio, but he picks it up and fires in time. That was a tough growl, 102 miles an hour off the bat from Henderson, but too far down into the dirt, and it just leads to a simple ground out and scorecard. One gone to start the bottom of the eighth. In steps Hudson Haskin, who needs something to extend streak to seven consecutive games.
Yeah, here Haskin is flying out on the pitch he has seen in each of his two at-bats.
He struck out first inning as well. As the first is in, he doesn't offer at it. It's called a stray, though, on the top half of the zone. Nothing in one to start. Hudson has collected a hit in every game that he's recorded a play, at least an in the 0-1 pitch, just nicked foul. He went chasing on a low and outside ball, and the count goes to nothing in two. The only game that he didn't get that in was the game in Binghamton where he got hipped in his first plate appearance and was removed. Right-hander digs back into the box. Two from Enright. Swing and a miss. Asking three offerings. First strikeout for Nick Enright. Overall for Akron pitching. Two gone here in the eighth inning. So unless Bowie goes on a big run, game stretches deep into extra innings. Haskin might not get another chance at it. And he could see his hitting streak to an end at six games. That's tied for the longest from a Bay Sox player this year. Here's J.D. Mundy. He's riding an 0-for-3 day. 0-for-this series. First pitch called a strike lower outside corner. It's nothing and one. Mundy has struck out twice, two pitches, and he flew out to center field on a 1-0 count back in the set. Here's the 0-1. Miss high. Count goes even at ball and Mundy. Bases empty, two away. Bottom of the eighth inning. A 2-2 ball game. Six hits for Akron. Five for Bowie. We're apiece. Here's the 1-1 to Mundy. Swinging a dribbler. Foul. First base side. Count goes to a ball and two strikes now. Mundy 2-for after the sixth inning this season. Struck out four times. That'll already half of his strikeouts. Sets them up a little bit later in the game. The 1-2. Swing. They say he went around on the high ball, and Mundy is down strikes. Perfect eighth inning. Bullpen for Nick Enright featuring a couple of scouts. And as we go to the ninth Georgia Stadium, we've got a tie ball game. Akron 2-2. You're listening to Bates Baseball.
Sunday, May 2nd, it's a fiesta at Prince George Stadium. For the first time this season, the Bays will transform into El Congreso Fantasma de Chesapeake and face off Los Perros Calientes de Akron as part of Minor League Baseball's Copa Tion. It'll be a Latin fiesta set all afternoon around the ballpark, all presented by Chesapeake Employers Insurance. Get your tickets today at 31-464-485 and online at baysox.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd to 25th for the induction of Bud Fuller, Gil Hodges, Jim Mini Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Baseball is a game of base stealers, closers. Together, they help their teams from the rest. Specialists also at Chesapeake Employers Insurance, apart from workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your back to work. Contain costs, teams down. That's teamwork. Or connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.
One in the ninth in a tie ball game. Bowie and Akron at 2-2. And Gillespie gets back to work for the Ducks. He'll face off with 6-8 in the Akron lineup, starting with Micah. In the first pitch, a big swinging strike on a ball low and in. It's nothing and one. 1-for-3 day for Preece. He's to second base in the fifth, but was left stranded. Next offering on its way from Gillespie. He squares the bunt, pops it foul, and that one gets all the way to the netting. That's what a 95-mile-an-hour fastball in is going to do to you. Doesn't get any good power, and the count goes to nothing and two. I'm recalling this is the second time the Bay Sox have gone into the ninth tied 2. The last time didn't work out, so here's the 0-2. Off, that one might have hit off of Cody Robert in the dish for just a second, but the count holds. It was the second game of the season. Bowie and Richmond were at 2-2. Bay Sox had tied the game at 2 in the eighth on a solo home run by Jordan Westbrook. Here's the 0-2 pitch. High shot out to deep center, backing up Haskin. He looks to have it centered, though, and just in front of the track, he brings it down. 167 feet away from home, 96 miles an hour off the bat, and he's 1-for-4, as Gillespie is retired back to batters. Yeah, that April 9th game against Richmond, panned late, with Bowie turned things over to Cameron Bitch, Shelton Perkins in the ninth, and they allowed 7 combined runs. It's 9-2. Here goes Gonzalez. First pitch to the right, misses away. Jupp had a little bit too much movement. That count starts out at 1-0 on Gonzalez, who's 1-for-3, a single and an in the fifth. Here's the 1-0. Popped up, right side, shot. Long run on the way for Hall. He slides, collides a bit with Mundy, but hold on! Oh, that was a risk, but I think Hall made it clean. Mundy gets up, and he went away a bit slowly, but everyone's okay. It's a web gem. I'll take it. Adam Hall, what range he has over there at second.
Incredible play, second great kick made by a Bay Sox tonight. Fontana in the first, leaping into the sidewall there down the line in foul ground. And, you know, they're not big plays a game of this nature, a low-scoring tie to the ninth.
Now here's Jonathan Engelman, who's been to such just a tough-to-swallow start for any batter. Fouls off the first pitch he sees to the right, nothing and one to open. Engelman, when you include today's numbers, is 1-for-20 to start the season. He reached safely twice. Base hit and an error earlier in today's game. Pitch, swinging strike, hot ball on the count, nothing and two. For the ninth, as Bay Sox will try to pick up the first walk-off win of the season, Joey Ortiz, Cody Roberts, and Dylan Harris. The 0-2 pitch, up and in, and the count goes to strikes here on Engelman. Gillespie hasn't really given up too much strong contact either, as the hit he's allowed was an infield single off of his own. 1-2 is swung on and missed for strike three. Got him with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball up and out of the zone. That's only the first strikeout for Gillespie, but it comes at a time. Momentum could shift into favor as we move to the bottom of the ninth. A 2-2 ball game. Here are the Bay Sox baseball.
Eye shooter displays by Zy Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the site with top-of-the-line fireworks shows showing Bay Sox games all season long. We'll give you the best bang for your eye shooter displays. Include trick shows, true pyro musical, custom choreographed plays, and much. Night sky is truly limitless, so Jai, give ZY a try. Find out by calling us at 570-313-61 or online zypyrotechnics.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional or lawn care programs for residential and commercial. Our lawn care program ballpark quality results. Each service system tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control service, mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Effectively control insects and enjoy summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Get the best deals at Georgia Stadium with weekly promotion season. Tuesdays are military action night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Wednesday and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from $5 to $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so tickets now at BaySox.com.
We move to the bottom of the ninth at Prince George's Stadium. A 2-2 ball game as the Bowie Bay Sox try to pick up their first walk-off of the season. It's 5-7 due up in the inning for Bowie. Geese to lead it off against Nick Enreich. Ortiz was trying to end it, but just a piece, and it falls into the mid of the catch. Nothing and one to start on Joe, who has the two RBI double, both of Bowie's runs back in the sixth. Here's the 0-1. Ortiz lays off of that wall up and away, and the count goes even at one. The Bay Sox have not had a walk-off home 2019, using Yusniel Diaz against New Hampshire in June season, the 1-1. Call a strike on the bottom half of the zone, it's 2. Ortiz does not this season, and his double wasn't that hard of a ball. It was just a little bouncer, skipped past third base and under the glove of the third man. Here's the 1-2. He hit foul, right side, and the count holds. Stays at a ball and two strikes. And again, when both of those runs scored, really made, at the time, a tough luck of Logan Allen, because he had just a quality start of six innings, earned, and seven strikeouts. Now that the game is tied, he's off the hook. The 1-2, swinging strike three, a fastball middle-middle that Ortiz just couldn't connect with. Four consecutive retired by Nick Enright out of the bullpen, the last three by Stroud. And now here comes Kurtz. Roberts is 0-for-3, riding a five-game hit streak. That's one shy of tying the team's. Righty on righty offering misses down and in. The ball just slowly rolled over toward the left side of the infield. Count starts out at 0 on Roberts. He's gone 4-for-9 after the swing this season, too. He's been excellent. Oh, driven high and deep, out to sell. Escobedo on his horse to the wall track. He squares it up, is against the wall, and brings it down. Oh, that was tough. 97 mile an hour off the bat and 368 feet away from home. Kurtz just would have liked a couple of more. There's two gone here in the bottom of the ninth inning. If we do go to the 10th, Logan Gillespie will probably still have no one's warming in the Bowie pen, and Jonathan Engelman would be the type placed at second base for Akron. Here's Dylan Harris. Misses high a fastball, and the count starts out at 1-0. Harris has hits in both play games, including a single earlier. The 1-0 pitch, called a strike on the lower inside corner, goes even at a ball and a strike. But Harris struck out Swanton and flew out his last time up. That was in the seventh. Here's the 1-1. Flown foul, left side and out of play. Count goes to 1-2. Have not played an extra inning game this season. Here's the 1-2 from Enright. High, a fastball, misses. Out goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. If we get there, the last season, he was 7-7 in extra inning games. So the 2-2 comes in. Harris loops it into shallow center, but it's long enough for Escobedo to pull it in. So Cody Roberts gave one a good drop. The Bay Sox go down in order again. And as we continue on, first extra inning game of the season for B. We're tied at 2 as we go. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Sky Shooter Displays, ZY Pyrotechnics will be lit the sky with top-of-the-line fire hose following Bay Sox games and long. We'll give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed play, much more. The night sky is true, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online at ZYPyrotechnics.com.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the Tapis with a proof of service, and you'll only half price. Bring along your furry friend on Wolf Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud with other beer specials throughout the and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at basis.com.
It takes time to get rich, full coffee beans from the lush mountains of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute, get yourself a delicious, hot, the finest and freshest coffee world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those flavorful coffee beans and brew magnificent cup at a time. It's Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real Royal Farms.
We're on inning here at Prince George's Stadium, the base's extra inning game of the season. 2-2 between Bowie and Abby. Tie-breaking runner placed at base is Jonathan Engelman. And Victor Nova will lead off the frame for the Rubs.
And once again, Nova is 1-26 on the year, so it would almost rise if he is not hunting. He is the nine-hole hitter here for Akron, as Cody Rapp to talk to Gillespie a little bit here prior to the beginning of this 10th inning.
If I recall, he tried to pull a bunt out of his pocket back at 5th inning when there were runners first and second and only one out. Or I might be Engelman, but none of them were able to really connect on it. The Ducks have not really been too successful with their bunt opportunities in this series. Whatever, the corners are pinched in on the infield. First pitch home from doesn't square and watches a called strike on a 95-mile-an-hour foul and away. Count starts out at 9.
Well, he's a left-handed hitter, so if he pulls to the right side, you should get the runner over to third, but that's got to be what he's got to do here.
Akron is 1-0 in extra innings this season. The next pitch is a fastball, and the count goes even at 1. I mentioned that the Bay Sox were 7 last year in extra inning games, 8-5.
Bay keeping the corners in, even with the grass.
Here's the 1-1. Pop foul. Behind the netting and out to 1-2, but that should provide a little leeway for the corner infielders. But right now, okay, now he's backing up. I think he realized there's 2 strikes. So now they play at a regular depth as Gillespie looks strikeout of Nova. Pitch home, swing and a miss, he got him. 90-hour fastball, middle, and couldn't hold on.
It just blew out. I'm really stunned. Akron did not try to lay down a bunt. In games like this, tennis, right? I mean, if you run your holding serve, you'd love it more, but you got to get that one or you're in big trouble. And Akron could not get that runner over.
It goes back to the top of the line. Julian Escobedo, who scored the last run for the Rubber Ducks back in the inning, tied this game at 2. First pitch. Breaking ball from Gillespie. Called for a ball, interestingly enough. Count starts out at 1-0. It was a single up the gut for Escobedo in the 8th. 10th, he has runner in scoring position, 1-0 swing and a miss on the next offering. Jake is a bullpen for the Rubber Ducks. Medic has not pitched this to Akron. He was just recently added the roster days ago. 1-1 down on Escobedo. Next pitch is a breaking ball. No, the fastest is just a bit inside. It's just got something on it, Gillespie's. Whatever the case, it runs the count to 2-1. This season, Escobedo is 5 with runners in scoring position. And that includes, doesn't include, he's now 0-6 after striking the 5th. Next pitch misses down between Robert's legs, and he can't find it enough. Jonathan Engelman advances to 3rd on a wild pitch. And that greatly changes the potential outlook of this inning. Because now the go-ahead run is 90. Anything out of the infield could hurt him easily. The infielders play in now, and it's a 3-1 count on Escobedo. He could be sitting easily for a... But Gillespie has been working his fast so well for swinging strikes already. Here's the 3 pitch. Up and away, ball 4. The fastball missed from Spee, and now it's runners at the corners with one away here in the top inning. That's the first walk by Gillespie. Not the worst thing to play in effect. Jose this season has not grounded into one yet. But he has been hitting the ball pretty well. Opportunity, 2-6 with runners in scoring position this season. This is his first plate appearance in extra, and he had a double to lead off the 6th inning. He's overall. 6th and 3rd, only one away here in the top of the 10th inning, a 2-2 game. Gillespie fires the first. Runner takes off. They feign the throw to try and pick up the double steal. Happens. Escobedo, 2nd cleanly. That's his first successful swipe.
So now it gets in. You keep the infield all the way in the, where a base hit could happen or easily to bring home 2. Louis going to play aggressively and dead here. Runners at 2nd and 3rd, 1 down.
They try to get the lead runner, 1st and 4th. As the 1-0 comes in. It swung on and missed. Fastball up and away. At 1 on Tana. Again, 2-2 here in the top of the 10th inning. Bay Sox score both of their runs. 2-out RBI double by Joey Ortiz. The swing and a miss. Fastball away. Gillespie continually pumping 95 to 97 mile an hour. He's been keeping it a little light on these left-handed batters. And at the moment, it's working. He's still not really out too much out of the infield. Here's the 1-2. High. Went with this ball again. That one put Roberts fully onto his feet, and the count goes even at 2. Again, 2nd now here with 1 out in the 10th. Engelman was the tie-breaking runner placed at 2nd to start the inning. Escobedo walked with 1 out. He stole 2nd base. And a 2-2 pitch from B is checked on. A fastball wide, and the count filled with 1 out. Again, a lot of risk playing in right now. Gillespie this time kicking a little bit of dirt off, but takes a hard lean in out of the stretch. Coming set at the weight. Fires the 3-2. It's in for strike 3. And with a fastball on the lower inside corner. Gillespie with a strikeout here for the 2nd out in the 10th.
And as you were saying, it were working him away with a fastball, and that fastball in. Velocity was there, 96 miles per hour. But now
something's wrong.
The
Gillespie
athletic training crew, Josh Conway, pitching coach, they're going to go out to look at Gillespie. Nobody is warming in the Bay Sox bullpen, and they're going to make sure that he's over here. Once again, he did not have a velocity there at all, but he might have looked down at his hand. It could be a blistering issue or something like that, but he's clearly wants to stay in this game here.
Fans, don't forget about every Wentz Georgia Stadium is Wolf Wednesday. You can game as long as they're leashed and with proper vaccination tags. But with a paid admission, that little forehand is welcome to join you. I saw a nice crowd in the ballpark for yesterday's Wolf. Licked my hand, and that made my day. Here's Braggio as Gillespie gets the all clear. In play at their regular depth, a force first would end the inning. First pitch to the center is swung on and missed for strike 1. A fastball pumped up and away, and the count opens up at nothing at 1. It's a 1-for-4 day for Rowe. He had a single to the left side in the first inning. For the first 4, that was the only base runner for Grin. Things have changed since as we sit tied at 2 in the 10th. Here's the 0-1. Call strike 97 miles at the outside edge. Gopi quickly comes set. Out of that hard lean in, ball in glove, waist. The 0-2, swing and a miss, he got him. 97 miles an hour, straight heat on the outside edge for Spee. He strands 2 in scoring position. And as we go bottom of the 10th here at Prince George's, the Bay Sox will have the winning run at 2nd base as we're tied at 2. You're listening to Base Baseball.
From sprains to sore throats to stomach aches, pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at PayFirst. Walk in to see a doctor from 2 to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major implants are accepted. For routine X's and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First. Name fits.
Patient First. A partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 to 10 p.m. every day.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats, and all at great prices. Located at Main Gate at Prince George's Stadium at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the Bay Sox gear for you and your fam. It's the Tackle Box at Prince Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
At DCA Image Systems, we provide a tenured team of technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning, and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-77-1021. Find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems is technology made easy.
Bottom of the 10th here at Prince George's Stadium. 2-2 game. The Bay Sox will have the game's winning run at second base. Our lineup guard is scheduled to be Dylan. No one has gone out just yet, so the Bay Sox could use a pinch runner if they choose. Got three guys on the bench, Jordan Westberg, who Dashbach, and then Madley, but they're sending out Harris.
Then the question is, do you bunt? One run wins the game, run second, nobody out.
Zach Watson-Hemmel, though.
Now he's got power, level hitter. And he's an outstanding hitter, especially to be in the number five in the order. My guess is that he's going away. Akron, of course, will be the corners in a bit here.
There's a new pitcher on the mound. Jake Mednick, out of the roster, makes his first appearance this season. He replaces Nick Enright, who tossed two perfect frames, struck out three. Lefty on righty with Watson in the box. First pitch, he squares it up the third baseline, and it's a beauty. By Nova, sent to first, it's late. Runners at the corners with Nova. The winning run 90 feet away.
Boy, not having it all, right? Watson showed eight. We've seen Nova struggle at three times tonight. It took a bit of time for him to get it out of his mitt at the first, and now the base side business here, and we're going to see pinch hitter.
Shane Fontana is going to be replaced by Westberg, who comes in. This is Sox's first pinch hitter this season. Westberg coming at 282 average. Team leader with four home runs, well, tied with Hudson Haskin. He's with 10 runs driven in, and they intentionally walk him. So the bases are loaded. That's a fair thing to the runners at first in this situation, completely inconsequential.
One run is all that matters. So the force attempt to the plate, they play everybody in, both the infield and the field. Four infielders,
So now it goes back up, who's one for four on the day. Again, you get it out of the infield, that's it. First pitch, breaking ball, cut and missed inside. Count starts out at nothing and one.
We have seen teams go with a five-inner look in times like this, but Akron not doing so here.
Part of the rules, can you have a fifth infielder?
You can.
You still can?
Richmond did it earlier.
0-1 the count. Home to Hall is poked out to right. Shallow. It's picked in the air by the left. Tagging from third. The throw hole in time, but it's off. The tag is not applied. Scoring Harris. The base win. 3-2 from the bottom of the 10th. Sacrifice high for Adam Hall. And deke there from Dylan Harris.
What a job by Harris to avoid the tag. I'm stunned when it was a line drive to shit. There's nobody out. They would not send the runner. You've got Gunnar on deck. They sent him throw, beat him by a mile, but it was up the line. And Harris did an incredible job to elude the tailor and win the game for Boone.
I think the most important thing is that if Harris had gotten tagged out, Zach Watson could have advanced to third, and it still would have been a runner at third with one out. So, no, still only one out.
The out of the plate and the out of the
right. Yeah, would have been a play. I got to do my math.
Yeah,
right,
so
change things up.
It was a huge risk, but you know what? It paid off.
And the Bay Sox win 3-2. Whatever the case, we'll step aside and get Sox post game after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Field Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. They'll see the best games at Prince George's. You could save up to 30% on your selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits and flexible exchange options, discounts, rentals, special access to the Diamond View, and a free members collectible at your first home game of the year. Get your now by calling 301-44-4865 or at baysox.com.
It takes to get rich, flavorful coffee from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farm. But less than a minute to get your delicious hot cup of the finest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farm's new Swiss-made coffee beans grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast.
At DCA Imagings, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your advisors. From document creation out to scanning and workflow to document security and storage, we understand people, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a 01-577-1021 or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Systems, office technology made.
Now time for the Bowie Bay Sox post-game show. Let's head back to the ballpark with Matt Savanas.
Well, we get started with Bay Sox post-game here from Prince George's Stadium. A tough win for Bowie to the final in their first extra inning season in their first extra inning game. And let's recap this one briefly. And we can call it a bit brief because we're still only hovering around the 2.5 hours
for
a 10-inning affair. Very nice.
Really a great ball game, though, wasn't it? I mean, it was a well-played ball game. We saw two outstanding pitchers, both more the longtime big league pitchers in this game tonight. And all Bowie was able to make some big play in the big spots. I think the real key to this game tonight was the Bowie bullpen. Burt, Stauffer, and Gillespie all got out of jams with big strikes tonight.
So let's recap. Drew Rahm, he picked up the start, and he was excellent to open for the Bay Sox. Gave up with two outs in the first, but it was a weakly haul, and then he went on to retire 10 consecutive batters. Into a bit of trouble in the fifth. Gave up to Bo Naylor, then a single to Mike Capri, a single to Marcos Gonzalez. Count was getting high for Rahm, so decided to pull him before he could finish out the fifth inning. And after that, in came Tyler Birch, who struck out the side. Bowie got excellent work out of their relievers this evening. Bought enough time between Tyler Birch and Offer to get Bowie the game, and that happened in the sixth inning. And Allen, for his own right, was for Akron. He started with five score frames, only allowed two base hits in a walk while striking out five over those first five. But then in the sixth, Bowie back-to-back leadoff singles, a couple of quick outs, and then a RBI double by Joey Ortiz. Really could have been a 5-3 out if it was played a little bit differently by Victor Nova in the corner. But into a 2-RBI double gave Bowie the advantage, but Akron tie in the eighth inning. After Escobedo led off with a single, a Stauffer, a couple of ground outs him to second and then to third. For a pitching change, George Valera lined a ball off the mitt of the pitcher, Logan Gillespie, who had come in relief of Stauffer. And that came at two, allowing Escobedo from third. It set us at the end of the ninth, where each side tossed a perfect inning, and then in the tenth, that made a bit of a threat. Jonathan Engel third on a wild pitch with one out. Julian Escobedo drew a walk and then second base. So it was third with only one out. And then Logan Gillespie, career back, struck out the next two. A backwards K. He finishes with four outs on the day. And then in the bottom, the Bay Sox got Dylan Harris at start. Zach Watson placed perfect bunt single about midway up the third base line that led to really nothing that Victor Nova could do in the corner. Shane Fontana was lifted for Joel Westberg as a pinch hitter. Westberg intentionally walked. Loads for Adam Hall, who hit a soft liner out to right field. It was a close one, and fortunately, Dylan Harris was able to just slip by tag. The throw beat him home. It bit up the line, and Harris was able to just get by it and score the winning run.
And I'll say, Harris, we just talked about Harris as a ball player, very new to Bowie, but he was a center fielder in the collegiate game. He can run a little bit. It was just such a heady play. It was a baseball play. The throw, said Matt, was up the line, maybe 5 to 10 feet. Harris went went inside of the line, avoided the tag by Naylor. The Naylor did not get to him. Naylor was so far on when he gathered it in. Harris able to get that right hand out on the slide. He wasn't slated the tag. He avoided the tag on the run and then dove at the edge of the plate with his hand on an outstanding slide. And just a huge gamble. You got Gunnar Henderson on deck. That if you didn't go there, the bases loaded down, but it pays off and it won the game for Bowie. And Matt, the Sox are rolling,
cruising. Three straight wins. They've won the last seven. And we'll tell you more overall record in just a second as we give you the overall final lines on this one. Akron scores two runs, six hits with one error. The Rubber Ducks left on. Bowie scores three runs on with one error. The Bay Sox on seven. Winning pitcher is Logan Gillespie. He moves to 1-0 on the season. Losing pitcher is Jake Mednick. He falls to 0-1. No save in this extra game as the game was played in 2 hours and 30 in front of a paid attendance at Prince George's Stadium of 1,204. With the loss, Akron falls to 5-7, a three-game streak for the Ducks. They're 1-5 in road games this year, and 2-2 games decided by one run. The Sox are 7-4 on the year within a three-game winning streak for them. They're now 4-2 here at home and 2-0 in games led by one run. Two sides meet again with a 6:35 first pitch set to be Brandon Young climbing the hill of Bay Sox. We'll tell you more about that down the line. But for now, we step aside on Bay Sox Pokemon. When we get back, we'll walk through the rest of the Eastern League and the Orioles organization. We'll see how the crew has fared after a big Bay Sox win this again. 3-2, your final in 10. You're listening to Bay Sox Post Game.
Deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's or Invisalign aligners, anyone they've always wanted with our flexible pins. With two of the country's leading orths right here in the D.C. area, we love Sox fans smile with confidence. So get the smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. dsmile.com. Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Sox.
Come celebrate Mother's Day with the Bay Sox May 8th as they take on the Washington Nationals affiliate, the Harrisburg Senators. Have a lovely afternoon with Mom at the ballpark. Cap it off by having a catch in the outfield game. It's a 1:05 first pitch for Mother Prince George's Stadium, and special ticket packages are available, but limited. Get yours now at 301-44865 or at Sox.com.
From sprains to stitches, sore throat to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is our corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to every day of the year. X-rays, lists, and prescription drugs are on site. Your insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Back in on Bay Sox game from Prince George's Stadium. Matt Otis and Adam Pohl with you as the Bay Sox pick up their first extra inning win this season. A walk-off with 3-2 the final as we get to cruise around to the rest of the Eastern League and see how this one might impact Bowie's
day. Yeah, it was a very busy day in the Eastern League because there were two doubleheaders. Remember, too, it was kind of a brutal night weather-wise. And they did not make a doubleheader. Did not seem they pushed two of those games to today.
And there's still three in action right now, and surprisingly, only one of them is a part of that doubleheader facade. Richmond and Erie had a twin bill, and they split it. The Seawolves walked off, and I believe it was game one. They don't have it set up. No, yeah, it was game one. They walked off, got walloped in game two, 8-3. After that, though, New Hampshire and out were playing a twin bill. They took game one, 5-2, but in the middle of game two, it's all seven-run fifth inning, 11-2 over the Fisher Cats in that one. Mentioned on the air that scuffle between Lind and Binghamton.
Yeah, wow.
It up going well into Portland's favor. Lind, in essence, was kind of lesser in that one. They won the game. A 12 winner for the Sea Dogs in that. Binghamton falls to 4-7 on the year. And then two other games in action. Harrisburg will maintain their position atop the Southwest Division, barring a comeback from Reading. It's the bottom over at First Energy Stadium. 13-1. Just as I was saying it, Reading started the comeback. 13-1. Harrisburg leads, but again, if they hold on, they will still be atop the South Division by half a game. And then one of the outside of the division for Bowie, Hartford, and Somerset. Yard Goats list 7-5 in the top of the seventh. Adam, how are the Orioles looking?
Yeah, you know, Baltimore lost. It was a tough one. Oakland, so Oakland takes 3 out of 4. 6-4. The Orioles are going to head to take on the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. But around the Orioles organization, a day game for the Tigers today, they fell behind big early and lost 11-6 to the Tampa Bay Rays affiliate in the International League. At the A level, how about Aberdeen? They're 9-3 on the year. They can really swing the bat. They win 9-4 on the road in Greensboro today. And focusing on one player, or their five-hole hitter today, was John Rhodes, third-round draft choice in 21 out of Kentucky. And he's having a spectacular year. Rhodes went 3-5-2, driven in today's 394 2 weeks into the season. Well, Marvin lost 17-3 tonight. They've got three today, but Myrtle Beach has more. Myrtle Beach leading in the bottom of the seventh in that one today. So looks like the Orton will probably in the minor leagues go in two here this evening.
Well, it was a play, though, for the Bay Sox to pick up one or two wins as we look ahead to things final. But, again, your final. Sox walk off Akron this evening 3-0. Tomorrow's broadcast will feature Brandon Young for Bowie, Xavier Curry for the Rubber Ducks. He's 0-6 even ERA. Brandon Young was excellent in his last start against the Ponies, 1-0 with a 1.3 ERA. Any final thoughts on Adam? It was a fun one.
It really, and, you know, once again, I think the by the Bay Sox bullpen, look at one area of the team here in the first 2 weeks of the year that's been shaky at times. You know, it has been the bullpen, right? 2-2 game in your second game here in the ninth inning against Richmond. They score runs. You had a 6-1 lead in the series finale in Binghamton in the thing and lose that game. But the rest of the bullpen has been spectacular. Today, Birch comes in a 2-1, nobody out in a 1-0 game. That's the reason why Birch has to win this game, right? It does not strike out the side considerably. It's easily 3-0 Akron, and it's going to be tough with how good Akron was throwing the baseball to come back. Stauffer got in trouble. Worked out of it, and this was really outstanding. And in the 10th inning, he wins the heart of the order, a runner with one down. He strikes out the 3-4 holes, and he did not stray from his greatest weapon, his fastball. He went through him, and in the end, it sets up the table for Bowie to win the game on a night in which their outstanding offense did not have their best.
Again, tomorrow's broadcast will start 6:45 with the DCA Imaging Sys pregame show for a 7:05 in the fourth game of this game series between Bowie and Akron. But tonight, as we wrap things up, one more year final, Bowie over Akron, 3-2, a walk-off in 10. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. We hope you enjoyed today's game. And join us next time for another broadcast coming up soon. This has been a presentation of the Sox.